to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or
listen
a member
of
your
house will win
once for 60 days. You must comply to any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Party Limon.
Tony D.
Hello.
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 I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Bodam. What's the Bodam? It's the best of Don and Mike. That's right, Don and Mike on vacation. Well-earned, well-deserved. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this Hurricane Friday. Hey, are you having a hurricane party? Huh? Well, it's Friday. It is Labor Day weekend Friday, so I expect everybody to kick back. Oh, don't forget, the weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way. All right, so now I want to invite you to stick around with your beer in your underpants. Listen to the Bodam, best of Don and Mike today. We've got a heaping plate for you, a steaming heaping plate for you. And over the next couple of weeks, we've got even more, and the stuff really, really gets good. So let's get into it. And why not start today? It's a holiday, so let's start with Buzz and a festive nude. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I just think that I have a selfie, a selfie,
a helping.
Goodness sakes, who am I to split hairs here? But it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we kind of lowballed it. But I think, like, maybe one person called while we were taking phone calls. And right now, I guarantee every one of these lines. And Buzz, I don't resent you, just because our listeners seem to love you.
Thank you. That's very magnanimous of you.
Thank you. Stop with the big words. I'm not upset that I know the listeners love you more than they love me, certainly.
I don't.
More than they love Mike.
Well, you know what I'm feeling now.
What?
Diminished. And when I came in here and I saw that banner, my banner, defaced, I felt that tall.
But listen, it ain't about us and our fragile egos.
I hate it when you tell us to do it.
Let's hear some of the love for Buzz.
All right.
Some of the love.
Come on, girls.
Bring it. Some of the love that just wasn't there just 2 weeks ago with me. Let's not forget, I'm still living, you know. Living the nightmare.
I know.
Buzz living the dream. I'm living the nightmare. I get one call. Listen to this. And these calls are not even screened.
We don't know where it's going.
But I guarantee it'll be, oh, Buzz, you're great.
Well,
happy birthday.
We'll see.
Buzz, you're great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I think your show's great. I've been listening to you guys for about 10 years now, and happy birthday, Buzz.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
Well, but hey, wait. He put
that's
you guys
gotta,
first.
That's
got to give you some feeling of satisfaction.
Was,
no, the Buzz birthday was the afterthought.
Props, patronizing us.
Props to the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's okay, Buzz.
You know, like I said, I'm healthy.
You're okay with that.
I'm selfie.
I'm just waiting for the first snail trail to be on the phone.
Hello, there.
So Don and
Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to wish Buzz a happy birthday.
There she is.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
They're dragging
or
themselves
ma'am
over to the phone right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, and I'll be waiting for the first. You know what? No, that's an awful thought.
It was already the self-censorship.
I'm talking about talking about a snail trail, and if there was, I was reading a. Let me try to phrase this.
Wow,
I was.
Yeah, look, I'm not used to you taking this many false starts.
I was.
You're back on the blocks again.
I was just reading a very inspirational story about an athlete a college athlete who's playing college football, and he has no legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had actually kicked him out of the game because the ref came over and said, you don't have shoes on. And, of course, the guy doesn't have legs.
Yeah,
he plays the defensive line, and they had pictures of him in this magazine I was reading, showing how he's able. I'm sure you've seen people like this, and they're amazing.
Yeah,
they're a testament to the human spirit.
Very strong arm.
And I was thinking that I'm waiting for the first woman like that to call, because...
She would have a
hell of a snail trail for Buzz. That's what I was thinking, actually.
And I, by the way, have no problem with that. Rob just told me the name of the team that he played for.
What?
Army.
Not a Mike show. Hey, listen, that's not funny.
That you know, right.
Thank God he's got. Thank God he's got a real good team of guys looking after his money. Leg Mason.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. That's the old Great Minds thing you like. I didn't even know. I had it. I was going to say, he works as a financial analyst.
That was too late.
Yeah.
Had it.
Damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Got to get a leg up on the competition, Mike. Hello. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
He was such a cute little kid when he used to play with Legos.
Hello.
Hey, I thought with Joe being gone, BA would answer, so never mind. Bye.
Oh, just right. Only a private call from that. He's a hell of a football player, though. He's the bee's knees.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you,
sir. Nothing but love for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
And understand me, I'm not a player hater. You're a great player. I just hate it.
I understand.
And I don't hate it. No, I love it. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
I can't really. I mean, you say there are people that do that all the time. I can't think of any other. Is he on the college level?
What, with no legs?
Yeah. Is he on the college? Does he play on the college level? I was trying to think of any other players. I'm stumped.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
Buzz?
Yes.
You are the man.
Thank you.
Have you received my shipment yet?
No, I haven't, but I'll be waiting.
There's a white unicorn on its way.
All right.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye.
A white unicorn? What is that? What homoerotic gift is that?
Or is that perhaps some of your druggy talk?
Let's just say it's code.
It's code.
Yeah. The white unicorn.
Well, either way, Buzz, seriously, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Don't you remember a few months ago someone described pursuing a certain sexual activity as the chase for the white unicorn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. Well, listen,
I don't know how you can put that in a box, though.
Bottle, maybe. One first.
Envelope.
Buzz, all kidding aside, and really, do you see every phone?
I see some phones are ringing, yeah.
Do you see all of these over here?
Oh, yeah.
All of these?
Look at that. That can't be for me.
That's like the Christmas tree in front of Rockefeller Center.
That can't be for me. It's impossible.
Of course they're for you. You're the one people like, for goodness sakes. They like you, then they like Mike.
I thought I'd alienate
them. Then they like Rob.
Hey,
then they like me. Thank God we have Joe.
Yeah.
Somebody that people can hate more than me. Hello.
And that's why you love Joe.
Hey,
that's right.
Happy birthday, Buzz. I want to send a little birthday wishes to you.
Well, thank you.
La, 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 la. Da-da-da-da-da. Said it's your birthday. Da-da-da-da-da. Happy birthday to you. Da-da-da-da-da. Happy birthday to you.
Right.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Very nice. Thank you, sir.
There you go. That would be the sound of Buzz applauding for you.
That was disgusting.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, shut up. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? And happy birthday, Brother Burns.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man, I hope you have a good birthday and get you one of them dirty Sanchez's.
Yeah.
Well, or something equally fun. Man, all the sinful erotic activities are being listed today.
Not only do they love him, but they want him to go out and swing and you know, do whatever it is that he does. His Taiwanese baskets and his upside-down sex keg stands that he does.
What do they want you to do?
They want me to die.
No, that's not true.
They want me to die of acid reflux.
No, no one wants that.
I had a tragic acid reflux. You turn on the news. Tragic story last night. I don't know, maybe you'd be very happy, though. All of that acid in his stomach finally killed the bastard. Yeah, and guess what? There wasn't even anything good on TV when he died. He died unhappy. He died watching the 10 o'clock. Oh, even worse, he died watching Will and Grace.
Oh, my. And I know what they want me to do.
What?
DMTD.
What's that?
Drink myself to death. No one wants that. Oh, come on. You know that's what they want. No, of course that's what they want.
No. You're right. No, with me, it would either be, seriously, those who wish that on me, I'm sure it would be some sort of throat cancer. That's what they would wish. And on you, probably you're right. Like liver failure.
Yeah, but happy liver. I mean, really, where I would be somewhere going, oh, you're right. Thump. Well, no one wants you dead, but they would want you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Not happy today because the spotlight's shining on someone besides me.
Well, it doesn't have to.
That's
really.
What I'm saying.
Just another day.
No,
really.
I've got to do this. I've got to pretend like I'm a teen player. I've got to pretend like I'm happy it's your birthday.
Can I tell you about my photo shoot today?
Shut up.
I think I've told him about 8 times.
I know.
Yeah. What's different about me? Look at me. Please, look at me right now. Look at me. See if you can tell. Besides the obvious.
What, that you colored your beard again?
No, that's the obvious. That's the obvious part.
That you look like you're about to tell me there are no more late fees at Blockbuster?
No.
That's the outfit he has on. No, what? Oh, did you have your teeth whitened?
No.
What?
I'm wearing makeup. I wish you'd notice. That's how good she was.
He's giddy. He's positively giddy about it.
Look, can you see the powder foundation?
I see no shine.
Shut up.
You are shine free, my friend.
Well, I see. You don't share in my petty jealousy about Buzz because you were off in your own world today, getting your picture taken and wearing expensive cosmetics and having your face done and going to get the Red Door Salon and Elizabeth whatever her name is.
Arden.
Yeah. Thank God your life is miserable.
Well, you know what? I'm the only one that had medical adhesive tape.
Want to start that one again?
Yes, I do. I'm the only one in the room that's had medical adhesive tape shoved down their bathroom sink today. Half a roll.
Oh, that's true.
Wow. That's his boy.
Very strong.
That's his boy. Coming off his strong performance yesterday of ripping up his sister's comic book and flushing it down the toilet.
Oh, yeah. My. He loves plumbing.
Mm-hmm. He is strong.
Yeah, but he doesn't care that it's Buzz's birthday.
Oh, not at all?
Not at all.
That's right. Buzz, now, let's see if I can actually say this and people believe this. Really happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
You're a very important part of this show.
Happy birthday, Buzz. Thank you.
And we love having you on the show. Now, come on.
I said it.
I
said happy birthday.
You don't have to make him.
Now, so we're going to pretend like we can.
All right. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of Napoleon Dynamite-y.
Happy birthday, Buzz. Todd, idiot.
Shut up.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
That was as good as I can do.
You know what?
Happy birthday, Buzz.
You know what that is? That's like when you sign an email, all my very best.
That's right.
That's, you know, all my very best is really like, F you long and hard.
Or like Michael Chiklis signed his autograph, best. Which is my humble opinion, the worst. I'm too busy for the all and the thee.
Just best?
Best.
Happy,
even wishes. Best wishes would have done.
She's not to be confused with the greatest autograph ever signed from my partner at the Easter egg roll. Joe Blow.
Well, that's back when, now we're going way back in history.
Yeah, but it's still funny. I still tell people about that.
Yeah, when we actually got in, I know we've done some talking here in the last couple of days about how we're the ugly stepchildren of this company.
No, there's no doubt. And you haven't been contacted by anybody, right, here at the, after these two shows of continuous screaming about our state here.
Because I recall that's how we spent all 4 hours yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yelling about the entire show.
Uh-huh.
No,
we kept it entertaining.
I have
it. Commercial break.
Long ago, we would be invited down to the White House for the annual Easter egg roll. And they would have you sign these wooden Easter eggs. And the little kids would go look for them. And they had football players and astronauts. And then they had, you know, stupid me and Mike. And at one point, with a Sharpie real big, I just started writing on these eggs, Joe Blow.
Don hipped me to the fact, it took me, I was deluded a little longer, that these kids that were down and these adults that were at this Easter egg roll getting autographs from all of us sitting at this big long table, they didn't know who anybody was, and they didn't care.
Not even the football players, the astronauts. They did not care. It was an assembly line. You were just one of the things in the way of them getting to the candy that they wanted.
And he was to my left, And imagine my joy when the first egg got in front of me and I see that Don had signed it, Joe Blow, and continued to do that. Strangely enough, we were not invited the following year.
That wasn't it, though.
No.
I'm sure that wasn't
it. What do you think it was?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Although I don't think this is the case, I am pretty sure it's because at one point, I don't know about you, I think maybe you may have done the same. I just kind of did that thing where I wanted to walk around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I've always worked under the assumption that if you act like you belong, then no
right.
one will question you. But I found out that at the White House, that's quite different.
Yeah. Yes, due to the cameras.
You know, that you can't, like, walk, you can't undo the velvet rope and walk behind it and just say, I'm from the morning zoo.
Exactly.
You know.
Unless you're from the Philippines. Then that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then
there
you
go.
Steal the secrets.
See, even on your birthday. That's why I like, even on your birthday, you got to pound, our president.
Let a kid celebrate. Keep your eyes on the prize.
That's right. Happy birthday, Buzz, seriously.
Thank you.
And now,
me too.
Buzz, no, working with you, well, the good has outweighed the bad.
I think so.
There you go. Ultimately. That's what I would like to say, Buzz.
That's pretty strong.
The good has outweighed the bad.
Yes. Buzz, I think you're really kind of thoughtful.
Thank you.
And I think you are, too.
No, come on, especially today,
No.
A great holiday tradition, Mike forgot Buzz's birthday.
Well, not forgot. I mean, you guys mentioned it when I was in the office, so I go into my fire drill mode, but this may have been although the gift was good.
Yes,
the actual effort put forward may have been.
What was the gift, cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good gift.
Yeah.
That may
have been the most minimal effort that I've ever put
You took
forward.
One of our very old publicity pictures, and just with your hands,
right.
you ripped out your face.
And yet I've turned it into a collage that I will cherish forever.
Read the card that I bought for you.
It's to Michael J., and it says, Happy B-Day from a thoughtless secret admirer. And then there's a little smiley face, and then an actual photograph of radio personality Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. You care desperately, Mike.
I try.
Listen, you care, I care.
Mm-hmm.
I know these listeners care. Jesus.
But seriously, when you open up the envelope, the most important thing was not the note or anything. It was the $10,000. Thanks
Hello.
For that.
Don and Mike.
That's going to come in handy.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Spending it all on
Buzz?
Strippers. Yes.
To be your gift.
I had to delete that out. You can say you're a Roman slave with a ding-dong.
Right.
But you can't say you're a Roman slave with a big...
I believe that role was played by Gregory Hines.
Yeah. Really?
In the history of the world.
Yeah. Really? I mean, you could say you've got a nice... I mean, you could say... Did you want to have a homoerotic Roman-type call, like a Troy call with Buzz?
Well, I've had to use a prosthesis, but other than that, absolutely.
A prosthesis for what?
I'm not as big as that.
So you're faking it. Well, then it doesn't matter. Then you don't count.
I'm just trying to please Buzz.
Would you like to discuss the movie Boogie Nights with him? I know that's one of his favorites. Talking about fake ones, I hear Marky Marks was fake, right?
Dirk Diggler.
That's right.
I don't know why I remember that.
I've got a diamond, though.
A diamond?
Stud.
Is it in your rough?
Yeah.
It'd be a diamond in the rough.
Wow.
Industrial diamond. It drills well.
It's the breathing that's starting to gross me out.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but... Listen, even with the creepy people, they all love him.
Especially the creepy.
He's like the shepherd, isn't he really?
He is cool. He really is cool.
You're really getting into this phone call, aren't you?
Well, you can hang up on me.
Yeah, but why should we when you're so close to the finish line?
Buzz, my man.
That's what I'm saying, son. That's what I'm saying.
You telling me that this story's going to have a happy ending?
I think maybe it just did.
Oh, God.
And he's gone now. He's been deleted.
That call is spent.
Buzz?
Yes.
Seriously, happy birthday. And now to help celebrate your birthday, we have some lovely ladies.
Wonderful.
Who are coming in today. And keeping in mind that we have the tight ass rules,
mm-hmm.
These girls do have tight asses, we are going to allow them to perform the normal birthday treat and surprises for you,
uh-huh.
And it will be up to Mike and I to be the Vin Scullies. The Al Michaels. Al Michaels is, if you will.
You girls came to play.
It'll be our incredible perceptive skills describing the I don't want to call them the disturbing acts that will be going on, but
the wonderful entertainment,
I mean, mildly disturbing,
the wonderful dancing,
exactly dancing. That's what'll happen.
Where are they going to do it? Over in his room?
I'm not really sure.
Pretty confined in here with a lot of sharp corners and edges.
But you would rather have it done in here, Buzz?
I don't know. I just don't want anyone to be.
Well, let me move to another chair.
Let me call the UA. UA McBride. Oh, I'm sorry, US. US. I say UA McBride.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I've got the biggest brain fart today.
Hello?
I'm like constipated with the brain fart. Hey, are the girls ready?
Well, there's good news and bad news.
What's that,
dear?
The good news is Mercedes is here.
Yeah?
The bad news is Angel has not arrived.
Well, that's all right. We'll take the German chick.
Okay, she's cute. Really pretty.
Mercedes.
Now, is she to go in the studio or go right to Buzz?
How about come in the studio? Because Mike has already moved his microphone off to the side.
I'm already cowering in the corner.
Okay.
With a proper vantage point.
Okay, and we'll be in and I'll have a cake.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the cake. We won't be needing the cake.
Yes, the cake doesn't go with Mercedes.
That's kind of secondary now, isn't it? Buzz's birthday, incidentally.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
Yes, Buzz's entertainment is brought to us by amazing entertainment. Bachelor, bachelorette, birthdays, farewells, private viewings, or just for fun. D.C., Maryland, Virginia. It's AmazingEntertainment.com. Hi there, Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
I like Mercedes. She's dressed like in real, like, street clothes, which is kind of neat. You know, she's not wearing, like, a kitty cat outfit or anything like that.
And this is Buzz.
Hello.
He's 58 today.
Nice to meet you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And really, anything you want to do on him. Anything you want to do.
On him.
Go ahead.
I better go get my bags of tricks.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. There is no orifice that Buzz is not a friend of.
Okay. Well, that's something you guys can talk about later.
Whether it be you or him, he's wide open.
Now, normally you work with a partner?
Sometimes.
And she's tardy today? She's late for the show?
Traffic,
yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
okay, somebody spits on the road and the traffic goes to nothing. But Mercedes, it's going to be on you to make Buzz happy, doing whatever it is that you do on birthday celebration.
Do you need to get your satchel, Mercedes?
I need a belt.
A belt?
Yeah.
Would you mind if I took mine off and would you use mine?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
The thing is, as the belt comes off, your pants will mysteriously fall to the floor.
Knock yourself out. I believe it's a 98% plastic belt they just gave you. Hey, and it's my white belt that matches my white shoes.
That is a lovely belt.
Because, you know, I've always wanted to live in Tampa Bay.
You didn't wear the one you normally wear, the one with the three holes in every prong, you know what I mean? The biker belt. All right. What are you getting Buzz to do here? Slide that microphone over there, Mercedes, so we can hear what's going on here. There we go.
Now Buzz is on his knees. What are you doing with him?
Oh.
Well, first of all, he's going to bark at my kitty cat.
Oh, okay. He's
my kitty cat. Is that a kitty cat? No, I need a big dog.
Wow.
Right? Oh, no.
Wow.
You better than that.
No, Buzz, really.
All right, let's see how good you do with this part.
Wow.
Oh, now.
Buzz is getting into the role here. Wow. Oh, no. We didn't need that.
Jesus,
that was volunteered.
Lucky spank today just because it's your birthday.
All right.
So get up and arch your back, baby.
Okay. Get up and arch your back, yeah.
I'll show you how you do it.
All right. Okay. Now there's some rubby, some touchy. Oh, and now look at this. Buzz is the one who's got the skin exposed.
I'm already sensing Mercedes is a true professional. She's doing a fine job.
Oh, she's really whacking it.
I mean, this is quality entertainment here.
There you go.
Thank you. May I have another?
Absolutely. Take your wallet.
Take my wallet.
Buzz is presenting himself right now.
Keep the wallet.
Buzz is presenting himself away than an animal presents himself to another animal.
Take his code card to get in the building.
Wow.
His bottle of nitro pills.
I kind of like that, Mercedes.
Wow.
Okay, give him as hard as you can with limited room.
Ooh.
Really, she's really spanking his ass with my belt.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Rub the boo-boo. Rub the boo-boo.
My goodness.
Make us feel bad.
She is totally, and like, you know, any, what's that, Mercedes? How old are you, Buzz?
65.
She just said to him, are you really 58?
You got a lot more to go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, more spankings?
Oh, more spankings.
Right. Yeah.
What are you up to, Mercedes? With
like two.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. All right. And that last one you gave him really was outstanding. Yeah. So as much snap, as you can get.
Okay, so we're at number two.
Three. Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Now, Buzz, does that hurt?
Not really.
Oh, no. You said this.
Not as much as I was hoping.
Oh, dear. Wait a minute. She's reaching around.
Uh-oh.
I believe.
No, hold on.
No.
She's going to pull down his pants.
No, no.
Oh, we have to see Buzz's black underpants. Jesus. Okay. Now on his black underpants.
Wow.
Shift that way.
Oh, here we go. That's right.
See that? Wow. Oh, that one hurt.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad.
Oh, you know what he said? That means he wants another one,
Mercedes.
Right,
four, five.
Come on, one more.
Six.
There you go.
All right.
She's really smacking his ass.
Okay, you're good.
Oh, you're good. Oh.
Buzz, listen.
Oh, dear.
What are those, like, Viking shorts you have on? What the hell is it? Thank you, honey.
It's a dance skin.
Boxer briefs.
Thank you for the belt.
It's a onesie. It's a leotard.
Thank you for the belt.
Why are you smelling that? It hasn't been in anything but Mercedes' hands, but it's been all over his butt.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding, of course.
Wow.
Now, Mercedes, that was wonderful.
That was a wonderful, like, first phase of the entertainment.
But do we move on to another phase now?
What's phase two? What do we do now? Oh, she's quiet. She's being coy. She's being very coy. And now she's staring at Buzz, looking around the room, like she's thinking and noodling it through.
What are you up for?
What are you up for?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Wow.
I'm beginning to think this could be the 4-hour show today.
What did Buzz say? Dance, monkey, dance. Would you? Oh,
yeah, she's sitting on
sitting
his lap.
In Buzz's lap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need some music to get
you
in the mood?
Give me some music. Okay.
Some music.
Not that.
What was Rob going to play?
We got like our porno music.
No, and no Herb Alpert either.
Why don't you get something, why don't you get that Beyonce song?
All right.
Never mind, you'll never find out.
Okay, this is the rules.
Oh, watch out, Mercedes. Can't say that on the radio.
You can say boobies. You can say boobies.
The bum.
The bum and the boobies. Can you hear the music, Mercedes? You're waiting for the music,
yeah,
right?
Hold on. I'm trying to find a decent song.
We'll put something decent on. Meanwhile, the candles are burning into the
cake. You going to make a wish?
Yes, I think he already has.
Do you want to blow out your candles, Buzz?
Sure.
While Don's finding the music? Actually, he doesn't want to move.
No, not really.
Neither one of you moved.
Nor can he.
Did you two take the same narcotic today? They're both sitting here frozen.
Well, I think Buzz...
Guys, it's supposed to be a little more prepared.
Okay, well, I think Buzz is afraid to stand up.
Here, I'll bring the cake over to Buzz so he can blow out the candles. All right? Here we go.
You know, I'm trying to find anything that...
Make a wish.
Oh, here, I like Janet.
Oh, he blew out the candles. Yay.
Wanted to come true.
There you go. All right, put some naked Janet on.
Wonderful.
Robbie, cut number three.
Meanwhile, Mercedes is still bouncing in Buzz's lap. I just wanted to share that with our listening audience.
That's okay.
And we were going through some of the rules before. Now, is this all right, Mercedes?
Yeah.
Janet. What the hell? Who cares?
Okay.
Oh. Now, Rob is taking a picture. Now, Mercedes is leaning back into Buzz.
I like it, okay?
Oh, wow. Now, Buzz's hands are...
Oh,
now she...
Wow.
There's some sort of straddle action happening here.
She's taking complete control.
This is wonderful.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Now we're... Don, you always talk about the fire being put out?
Yeah.
She's putting the fire out right now.
Uh-oh. Mercedes, that's...
Oh,
uh-oh.
Be careful.
No. Oh, no. No, you be careful.
Watch out for that nail.
Oh, my God. Jesus
Christ. We didn't have a terrible... I thought we were going to have a CSI moment there for a second.
Mercedes actually was climbing up on top of the chair, almost as if she was going to change one of the light fixtures.
She's extremely limber and cat-like.
And Buzz's face was in the way. That's all I can say.
You're so red.
His face is all red. He's blushing.
That's the medication.
The medication. And then,
well,
there you go. And just, that's where he rocks. That's a good boy.
Don't you think, Don, that Buzz has always been the most willing participant in these little reindeer games?
Jesus Christ. I mean, all I know is that there really has not even been any nudity here, but how many times have you completed already?
Twice.
Yeah, well, nice. Said he sent some instructions for our own Rob Speedway.
Okay. Anytime after 7.
Okay. That way.
All right, now, are you taking more pictures?
Yes. Right, well, I believe we have our first removal of some sort of clothing, and it may be a shoe.
It's a shoe.
Yeah, Mercedes.
A lovely,
shoe
like, leopard skin shoe. Very exciting. Those are you know, I don't want to sound gay, but those are beautiful shoes, Mercedes.
Homo.
Thank you.
Anything about my
here I am with this woman in the studio, and I'm thinking about footwear.
Now, Mercedes pants have fallen to the floor.
Yes, the jeans have been removed.
Was dressed in black.
Yeah, now we're going to rock.
Wow.
Now we've got some junior senior on the radio, and now.
Lovely little matching ensemble here. Wow, looks like it's right out of the Victoria's Secret catalog. Wow.
Mike?
Yes?
I'm like here.
I can see stuff.
You can see stuff. That's good.
I can see stuff over here.
Wonderful. Now she's asked for another chair. Both Buzz and Mercedes are in a chair now. Let me get that out of your way there.
Wow, I can see everything.
Lovely little butterfly tattoo. Now she is once. Oh my goodness!
Oh,
wow!
Wow!
Wow! That looks like it might be fun, Buzz. Really, really, truly does.
What? Oh, the movie. Can you hear, Rob? Can you turn that? I'm playing some junk disco. There you go.
That's
my God. Oh, now Buzz.
We're crawling up to the top of the building.
All I can tell you is that she had her feet on Buzz's shoulders.
Yes. Appears to have a very nice tan, too.
I hope you enjoyed it, because at that moment, I couldn't see a thing.
Wow. Yeah, Buzz. She's just, she's gyrating.
Wow.
She's straddling. He's being Mr. Hand, isn't he?
I don't know whether I'm overstating it, but I'm just sensing that Buzz and Mercedes here have a special relationship. I really, really do.
It's more like we're watching a date.
You know, we've seen a million of these shows, but I've never sensed it. You two crazy kids like each other.
Yes, Mercedes, you, there she goes. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Might be time for a little dinner. Might be time for it's dining time.
But, oops. Mercedes hit the microphone.
Oh, my.
I think, Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Okay, if you want treats, I can get my bag.
Oh, yes, please. She's going to get her bag.
Okay, real fast. If you get your bag.
Go ahead, get your bag.
Can we, or...
Are you walking the hallway like this?
Oh, no. You know, can we have someone get your bag?
Yeah.
Let me call U.S.
Yeah, she'll go out in the hallway and Andrew will complain. And that would suck.
Hey, guys, there's like an almost naked girl in the hallway.
I thought when I saw the CBS sexual harassment policy that wasn't supposed to happen. Shut up, Andrew.
So, Mercedes, how do you like Buzz thus far?
He's
so
cute.
Yep, I knew it.
Oh, he's so cute.
I knew it. Look at Mr. Ham.
And so are you.
Buzz is reenacting a great scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, playing the role of Mr. Ham.
Tell that to them. Tell them what you just told me.
Oh, he doesn't even look his age.
No, he doesn't look 65.
No.
Not one little bit.
No.
Really? Amazing.
Really, how old do you think Buzz looks? Please be honest.
I would say about 45.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, how about the rest of us in here?
Yeah.
How about the big guy in the back, Rob,
Rob's
right over there? Right. How old do you think he is?
He's young.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
20. Yeah, that's right, 20.
20, 20.
How about me? Don, how old do you think I am? Give me the once over. What do you think?
About 48, late 40s.
Thanks for the compliment. You're very close. Thank you very much. How about my best buddy, Mike?
I don't know. He looks real young.
Yeah.
It's the makeup.
He's
wearing. Oh, you wear makeup.
Yes, he is wearing
makeup. You want to hazard a guess, dear?
Still, he wants to know.
You want to hazard a guess, dear?
Late 40s.
Late 40s.
Yep, there you go, Mike. She's got us pegged.
I can't wait till my Don. Next birthday so I can buy beer.
Don, there we are again.
Yeah, I know.
Lucky,
love it.
The lucky man.
You know, meanwhile, Ben Franklin over there. Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hey. Hold on. We have a removal. We have a removal
of the bra.
Yeah, she's got... What are those, Mercedes?
They're M&M's.
Yes, they are.
Oh, and she's put a boy.
They're strategically placed.
Wow.
May I have an M&M?
Yes, you're going to
Mike, can you...
Yeah, Buzz is eating the M&M's off the
plate. Can you mic that a little closer to Buzz, actually?
I love chocolate.
All right, I got to pull the microphone away. That's bothering me.
Oh, there are more. Right, that, I'm putting them down near her. What is that tattoo, Mercedes?
Butterfly.
A butterfly.
Butterfly tattoo.
She, let me just say, Buzz, if you're one of those people that enjoys...
Good job.
Thank you.
Wow. Your M&M's with... Yeah, I mean, God, that was like M&M's on the Alps.
Mm.
That's what you were just enjoying there.
Yeah,
it was.
Boy, there's a bubbliness and a friendliness in this performance that I've never seen in this studio.
What Mercedes was able to do was actually balance these M&M's on.
Don, Mercedes has produced what I believe is some sort of test tube.
It's a tube.
Test tube. Mercedes, what is in the test tube?
It is a shooter, alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. What? Good. Do you know what type of shooter he'll be drinking?
I think it's a...
Cooter shooter.
Well, yes. It's... On the beach.
Sex on the beach. All right, sex on the beach. Very good. Yeah, we can say that. You're doing a very good job. All right, and here we go. She is now seems to be brushing her teeth with it. She is. She's cleaning the outside of the test tube, and now she is. She's put it somewhere.
Oh, now Buzz.
And then I'm
going to
tap your face and you shoot it and leave it in your mouth.
Okay, here we go.
No hands.
All right. Oh,
Mike, what's happening?
Buzz is cleaning the test tube now, too, yeah, with the help of a Mercedes.
Right down there? Can you get it right down there, Mike? Hold on, it'll go.
Oh, he just drank it.
Oh, now.
Wow.
Now this is like I'm watching a porno right now.
Wow. Oh, bravo.
Buzz.
All these wonderful little tricks. You know,
that's all a great trick.
All I can say is that there was like a beaker, a test tube, that had this beverage in it.
Yeah.
And then Mercedes was able to hide the beaker, the test tube, in herself.
I don't want to predict anything coming up, but I believe in the satchel, Mercedes has some blow pops.
And anyway, she made it disappear, and then Buzz found it and drank it.
It's odd, because shooters are usually served cold.
Now, what else do you have? What did you just bring out of your satchel there? Oh, a lifesaver.
Okay, right, one more. This will be the last trick. Last
trick coming up here. Yes. Now, Mercedes, is this your biggest and best trick?
No.
Do you have a grand finale trick?
Yeah, so we have no whipped cream and strawberry.
Oh, no whipped cream and strawberry.
We'll just go with the... listen, we've had a plenty good show already.
Very good.
I mean, Buzz is going to have to explain this when he gets home tonight.
We will end with a lifesaver trick.
So then you do lay on the floor, sweetie.
Lay on the floor, sweetie.
You say so.
Okay. Hi, baby. Yeah. Hi, baby.
Buzz.
All right. Oh, dear.
There's a totally naked... Mercedes in here now.
Yes, totally naked. Let me get that chair out of the way for you.
Okay, you're gonna. All right,
now he's
open your mouth.
All right, put the.
Yes, because I'm gonna pick this up and place it in your mouth.
Oh, okay. She's gonna pick it up. I wish we had a drum roll.
We do.
This is fantastic. Hold on, Mercedes. We're gonna get the.
Yeah, Mike, you're gonna have to be our eyes and ears. What's happening over there?
She is squatting, and removing the lifesaver from Buzz's nose without using her hands, and she just dropped it into his mouth.
Oh,
yes. Wonderful. How's that lifesaver, Buzz?
Minty.
All right. That was wonderful.
Minty. Well,
bravo.
Happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
Thank you. It's been a while since we've had that kind of show in here, and I tell you, I've missed it. I really have.
Mercedes.
Oh, no.
Mercedes, that is one of the finest shows that we've ever had. You really are really, really good at that.
Absolutely.
And you're really good to let Buzz, dry hump you and grope you. And
oh, a big hug.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful job.
She's like everybody. She's in love with Buzz now. Like everybody. Mercedes from Amazing Entertainment. Bachelor, Bachelorette, Birthday Farewells, Private Viewings, or just for fun. You know, Buzz would be calling. AmazingEntertainment.com. That's the name of the place. And her name is Mercedes.
I have him on speed dial.
And they tell me now that Angel is here, but... no offense to Angel, screw her. You know what I mean? It's a one-woman show today, huh?
Okay. We're going to go to break here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, knock your socks off. It's your birthday. You want Angel to come into your studio during the break? What the hell?
Mercedes, yeah. Way to go. Very nice.
Yeah, very, very nice job.
It was a good show. I mean, she, you know, we could, you're still eating the...
I'm not going to bite this lifesaver. I'm going to savor this lifesaver.
How about those M&Ms?
Well, oh, those are long gone.
Yeah. But what was it like eating those M&Ms?
Oh,
where she had them.
It was like candy on candy.
Tell
them a candy dispenser, wasn't it?
Yeah. Almost like if you're going to use candy
mm-hmm.
for parts of a woman's body, you might use M&Ms for those parts.
You could in fact do that.
Just and remember, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Amen to that.
That's a lovely poem, isn't it? That's wonderful.
It is.
Great shoes. Really, great shoes.
Great outfit.
I can get you a pair.
I'd like a pair. Okay. I wear them.
He would. He would wear them.
The 65th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio newsman and noted baritone, Michael Sean Patrick Elston.
Well, it's a happy disco birthday, bud.
Sure is.
Oh, it's thank you, terrific. I love birthdays.
Me too. Now, we have pictures that will be, after Buzz reviews them.
Uh-huh.
The pictures that Buzz allows will be on Don and Mike website. .com.
Wonderful. I'm not real conservative that way, so there may be some good ones.
Good. Maybe they can be just like Janet Jackson.
And you know, let's not forget, what was really a highlight for me, when she really whipped his ass with my belt.
Oh, you know, I mean, there was no holding back. No holding back at all.
I didn't really know until today.
Stefan, you're sending her away. He wants her during the commercial break.
Didn't know until today.
That fan was just, that's a job she relishes. You're going to have to leave now.
And how about Buzz with like the stretchy black underpants on?
Hot.
Boxer briefs. Jockey.
Yeah, simple jockey underwear.
That's very European of you.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mercedes.
Hey, thanks, Mercedes.
Bye-bye.
Great
thank
job.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Bye, honey.
And Beth Ann for helping.
Yeah.
Mm. Here she is. Rob's out there right now.
Yeah.
Go away. No girls. Leave now.
Buzz the man.
Yeah, buddy.
No wonder they all like you so much.
Mm-hmm. That is the only way to eat candy.
Jesus.
You know what, Don? You know why they love him?
He does everything.
He's a man without inhibitions.
He does everything.
None. Zero.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz.
C-I-S-Y-F.
C-I-S-Y-F? C-I-S-Y-F.
Yes, you can.
Come on.
Yeah, I got it. I said
finger.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Took me a second.
Thank you.
Buzz is having his wallet returned to him.
You know, it's funny, I didn't even miss it.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
tell her to keep it.
She took that right out of his pants when she was pulling Buzz's pants down to spank his ass.
Mercedes is actually a master of sleight of hand. She's walking home with $300 now.
She's a master of sleight of hand, all right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Glad you've enjoyed yourself, Buzz.
I did thoroughly.
You really do.
I really did.
You really, really
I might
do.
Still be.
Hey, hello.
Tame compared to stuff he's had done to him before.
Hello, Don and Mike. Nothing beats that mask.
The mask will always go down in history as anything. I'm surprised you didn't break your nose.
Hello. I'm surprised she didn't break her ass.
Now it's time for cake.
What?
I wanted to say now it's time for cake.
German.
Now it's time for cake.
I think Beth Ann's got a nice cake for you. Mm-hmm. Don and Mike show.
Or pie.
Well, who am I speaking with? Is it Don or Mike?
Yes.
Yes to which one?
Oh, God. Oh, it's a two-person show. It's both of us.
Hey, hold on. Riddle me this. Which house didn't burn in Los Angeles?
Riddle me this. Who already mentioned this on the show yesterday?
Oh.
Day late, dollar short. Dumbass.
No, they said that it burned down, but it didn't burn down.
That's right. They did say that.
Listen, right.
Hey,
hello, listen.
Why aren't you listening?
We covered that. Let me speak slowly so you understand. Yesterday we did report Wayne Manor had burned down.
Right.
Then we got the news that it wasn't Wayne Manor. It's all been covered already.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I caught it this morning on the radio. I didn't catch
it. Yes, right.
At least you were loud.
All right.
Okay,
listen.
Yeah.
Learn to listen. You like your mom did. Learn to listen.
Listen to learn.
When I said, just bend over. Your mom said, yes. Absolutely.
I know Rob probably says yes.
What?
So Rob says yes.
What? Where are you calling from? What kind of room is this phone call originating from?
What?
Listen! Are you calling this like from a Hardee's men's room?
Who?
Carl Jr. I mean, doesn't it sound like the ambiance? Like he's at a fast food restaurant in a bathroom?
Where are you calling from? And not the town. What kind of building are you calling from?
I'm calling from a house.
Okay. Your house has an orchestra?
Huh?
It's the House of Wax.
Unbelievable.
The House of Welch.
Wax, okay.
The House of
Wax. I'm sorry, you know, for even interrupting your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I am sorry you called as well.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm more sorry that I took the call.
Have a terrible weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
you know what we had to do?
I wish we could have kept that.
We had to delete the end. Here's what happened.
That's the best.
So we get done, and you hear the guy as he's hanging at the phone. Mm-hmm. He laughs, and he goes, and then he goes, what a bunch of a-holes.
As he was hanging up, you know, he was off.
That was
off
great.
Fading.
Yeah. It's like leaving the tape recorder in the briefcase.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. If it is common courtesy you're looking for in a radio show,
mm-hmm.
go somewhere else. If you are looking for someone who's going to hold your hand and like say like a retard, hey, we have Johnny on the phone from California who wants to talk about the new Supreme Court nominee, and then when Johnny gets on the air and goes, hello, am I there? Yeah, I'm not going to sit around. Mike's not going to sit around and wait for you to get your act together.
No. Well, what about the people that call looking for politeness, Don?
Screw them, Mike. I'm sitting around the house.
I love these birthday taculars.
Don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need you. Looking for common courtesy? You found the wrong show. No, and what's wrong with being honest about that?
Not a thing. In fact, that's the best way. Maybe we should take it a little further. Somebody calls the show and says, hey, guys, I love the show. Why don't we respond with, so?
And why not?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with just being honest?
That's
for goodness sakes.
Man, that cake looks good, Buzz.
It does. Let's dive in.
There are like four different varieties. There's regular yellow with white icing. There's German chocolate, mocha, and then another one that I can't identify.
It's number three.
It's kind of
like a glaze.
Enjoy your delicious birthday goose cake.
Hello. You are on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Crescent Wrench from Las Vegas.
Nickname.
Violation.
Media violation. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was going to say hi to Buzz.
Why didn't you?
Sadly, he is fast.
He's here.
You missed your opportunity.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, okay.
Thank you, though.
Sorry about that. Appreciate the effort.
Have a terrible
day. I don't appreciate you making fun of my friend with no legs playing football. You know, he almost scored a touchdown, but he was 2 feet short.
File that under worth the wait.
It's a pass.
We'll let him get a pass. And happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on, sir.
Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show. The masters of the Thailand tongue bath, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon with the hurricane blowing through. I guess it's just rain and wind now, but we're enjoying it. We're enjoying Bodam, best of Don and Mike, aren't we? Let's get right back into it. Remember our old producer? Our old producer, Beth Ann. Well, this segment is about Beth Ann and her curlers. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Okay. There was something coming up there, but yes. I caught it, and it's back down in my windpipe now.
Good. Grab along.
Holy cats. Let me just start by saying, holy cats.
Holy cats.
Holy cats. Beth Ann's wearing curlers,
yes.
So watch out. Watch out.
She is a true vision today.
Mike, who has, of course, gone through some kind of transformation since Frida passed. Mike, who has never parted with a nickel in his life, is actually taking us all out.
Oh, I beg to differ. You have to meet my ex-wives.
He's taking us all out to dinner tonight.
Wow.
To a fancy restaurant. Nice. But, you know, and I appreciate it. Let's be honest about it. It's because Frida died. I mean, that's really, I don't mean to be a downer, but that's like what got the whole thing going, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was the original idea.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good idea for us to do what we did when we were on the road in New York. I thought it would be good for you. Yes, I thought it would.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be so blunt about it. I'm sorry if I.
No, you're blunt about it all the time, and I think that's good. I mean, I think that's how people know. You know, you're still liking it and digging it, and you're going to have a good time tonight, like we all are, because we. I look forward to it, and it's funny because when you come in on the day we're going to have this gathering, you can already feel it.
Yeah,
the dynamic of the show is different today because everybody's getting ready. We're ramping up for the ball busting that'll be happening at dinner.
And we're all wearing long pants.
Right.
When's the last time that happened?
I didn't, you know who I haven't seen today? I haven't seen Joe.
Oh, he's got on a golf shirt and a pair of grown-up pants.
Isn't that wonderful? We'll see my mission accomplished.
And Joe, he's very excited about all the free breadsticks and salad.
Right, right.
Don't give out that location.
I won't.
We don't want our fans. I'm going to try to say that now every day on the show. Our fans.
Look at you.
Because it's just so goddamn presumptuous. Our fans. We don't want our fans to know we're going to be at the Olive Garden. And what are you doing eating just 4 hours before Mike takes us to the Olive Garden?
Little snack.
Yeah.
What are you having today, D.A.?
Barbecue chicken.
They might have that at the restaurant for
just
you.
Just a couple of thighs just to keep me from getting a headache.
A couple of thighs.
A couple of thighs. And a mirror.
And look, how about that? Wearing a real shirt today. Is it killing
and
you?
Real
not,
pants.
Is it killing you not to wear a t-shirt today?
No, I feel cool, man.
It's a nice shirt. Black shirt, black shoes.
You look kind of hip.
Khaki slacks.
I look kind of hip.
It's a good look.
Everything's brand new.
Kind of.
Brand new?
It's all brand new, but it's been in the closet for a few months.
Because the shirt has that in the closet look to it a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a little dusty.
Brand new. All right, well, look at Joe's. Joe's relatively dressed up.
Thank you, Joe.
Right
Joe
there. D.A. Dumbass. Not district attorney. Dumbass.
Well, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, and Mike, thank you in advance. Thank you in advance.
You looking forward to it?
No, I'm dreading it. I've been trying to fabricate a way
to
get out of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't know.
I've been trying to fabricate a reason to get out of it, and
I just can't.
No, I can't.
Use them all up.
Yeah, I'm out. No, I'm looking forward
good,
to it.
Good.
Yes, I wouldn't have brought it up on the air and said anything if I wasn't looking forward to it. I would have, you know me.
Yeah.
By now, if I really didn't want to, I would have said to you off air.
Yes.
You know, I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sure, let's go out. Let's have some fun. Let's reenact that scene from that Jodie Foster movie.
I knew you were going to say. As soon as you said reenact the scene, I knew the scene you were going to mention.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, let's get
when do the curlers come out of the hair?
That's when we get her on the pool table.
That's what I was wondering.
That's when.
She indicated to me in the office when she was talking to you, and the first thing I saw is I see the silhouette of Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
I see the profile because she doesn't even, when she's talking to Don and she's standing in front of that office, which is just like the court jester coming to the king's throne. She doesn't have any peripheral vision at all.
No.
I've noticed this about it. You've been in there when this
That's
has happened
true.
Too. She stands in front of your desk and she is just completely focused on whatever
that
she's selling or pitching.
She does that pretty much with everybody, though.
In that
regard, you know, she's great.
But it gave me the opportunity to just stare at something I don't think I have ever seen in a radio station in my career.
She's very good at eye contact.
Yeah, and which is a woman with a full head of curlers.
And really, the curlers are as big as, do you remember back in the day, like when your mom or your sister would get the concentrated orange juice cans, and wrap them up in their hair?
And they'd be huge.
And she's doing all of that because Big Daddy Mike is going to be buying us dinner tonight.
All she needs is a terry cloth robe and a rolling pin. And she would look like any scene out of The Honeymooners.
She is. I just don't understand. I mean, couldn't you do it like in the morning? But I guess it's her schedule because she's here at, what, 3 o'clock in the morning?
And she's getting fixed up now. I mean, it's 4 hours until dinner. Hi, Johnny.
This is not really new for those of us who work in the morning.
Oh.
We get to see Beth Ann quite often this way.
Really?
Yes, she comes.
So what she said was true, that she shows up at the radio station with curlers in her hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I think she shows up and actually puts them in her office.
Really?
No kidding.
Well, it's very unusual.
Now we know.
So, well, you know, beauty first.
She's excited. Beth Ann is excited. And I guess we're going to be having some kind of a lottery system to find out who gets to sit next to her.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Springing for the dinner has its privileges.
Well, then I must say that we
and
we
I
gotta,
think that you you know
we need a round table.
You the first this the inaugural of what I will hope will be monthly or at least bi-monthly dinners. I would think that you would be the guest of honor this evening because for the obvious reasons, so you are the catalyst for this. I think you know you and I should perhaps bookend.
Okay, but we all get a shot, right?
Hello?
She's dying to get on the air here. Hi there.
I mean, if you want, I can sit in the table beside your table.
No, what do you mean?
Now, have you heard what we've been saying?
Don't you know, you were like pretending to fight over who was going to sit beside me.
What do you mean pretending? Who's pretending? Haven't you seen the movie?
Come on.
Haven't you seen The Accused?
Like my little comedy bit was funny.
No, that
here's the way the table seating will go. I've mapped this up in my mind. I'm hoping we get a round table. I think they have round tables in this restaurant.
That way we can share you.
It's going to go me, then you, then Don, then Buzz.
I don't think I'm.
Then Rob.
Where's Joe?
What about Joe, Mike?
Yeah.
And then Joe. And if we're all in a circle, then that means that Joe will be sitting next to me.
You want to rethink that? I was just going to bring that up.
I was doing that just to bust your chops. I know where you have to sit. I know. I was kidding.
I was just really genuinely concerned that you put Joe next to you.
If we're talking about having a... I like this seating. Maybe this... All right. It'll be me.
What do you have there?
All right. Is this your seating chart here?
What if they put us in a booth? You're working with the thought that we're going to be at a round table.
I don't think we're going to be... We have too many people to be at
a booth.
I think it would be
all right, so this will be a table.
Should I call?
No, don't call.
Find out if the tables are... around. But I just think you should be in a secure location.
What do you mean?
I'm talking to Beth Ann. Between two strapping men.
That would be Joe and Rob, right? I would feel
if you so choose.
Joe,
you know what? If the lady thinks that she'd be more comfortable between Rob and Joe than between Don and myself, that's fine.
I'm just glad Beth Ann is coming because, you know, in New York, I was always the one who had to lay on the pool table. Thank Christ she's with the show.
I know. And you have the burns on your chin to prove it.
So how long? That's why I grew the goatee.
How long will you be leaving those curlers in during the entire show today?
Yeah. And then after I walk the dog, then
I heard about dog walking?
Car.
Hold on a second. What about?
She has to go home and walk her dog, which is incidentally code for,
you know,
mirror time. that's
so walking the dog. So I won't be tempted tonight.
Walking the dog.
Is this
whenever
so
Beth Ann says she's walking the dog, that's...
I really, really am walking the dog.
Yeah, right. Sure you are, now that we know what walking the dog means.
Is this like, sort of like the female version of that scene in Something About Mary? But before she goes out for the big day?
She has to clean the pipes. Because she doesn't want to have a nocturnal emission at dinner.
Wow. Man, you're not doing this just to make a grand entrance?
I don't know, because Jennifer has to pick me up. I have to go home and walk the dog.
Well, wait a minute. We've got a dinner reservation for right after the show. You made the reservation for 7:15.
Right.
What time do you expect you'll be like making? You know, coming in your party dress.
7:29.
7:29.
I'll be there. I'll be there before 7:30.
Oh, that's your neck of the woods over there.
Right. I mean, it'll be quick.
Okay. Good. And what will you be wearing?
I put a request in.
I'll be wearing what you see me wearing now.
You're not going to wear the yellow dress?
I almost did, but I just can't. I'm too uncomfortable in it.
You're going to be wearing what you're wearing now?
Does it look bad?
What's wrong with that, Mike?
I had in my mind's eye. Yeah. Are you familiar with the movie Mommy Dearest?
Yeah.
Do you know Christina's party dress when she has the birthday party?
It's kind of like a Holy Communion dress, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
You're a heterosexual, as far as we can tell. But you're very Ellen DeGenitals-like in the fact that to catch you in a dress, boy, if I didn't know, I'd almost think you played for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, because you're really averse to putting on a dress.
Right.
Just like Ellen. And like Paula Poundstone. Yeah. Oh, and like Gina Davis. Rob, I didn't watch The Blacks last night because I was watching an even funnier show. The premise that a woman could actually be the president of the United States.
You watched the Gina Davis show?
I watched a couple seconds of it, and I had to laugh.
Don't put anything on TV.
Like when she's getting sworn in.
Uh-huh. Right.
She doesn't even have... She's got a blouse on, and the top three buttons are unbuttoned.
Yeah, very unpresidential.
I mean, like, come on, honey.
Very unsenator-like.
Please, you big Amazon. You know, put on a string tie or something.
I think she looks good for her age.
Her age has nothing
Davis.
Her age has nothing to do with it.
I wouldn't be focusing on how many buttons were, you know, unbuttoned or buttoned.
Who would you do? Judging Amy or Gina Davis?
Oh, Gina Davis.
Yeah,
because I hate that Judging Amy chick.
Yeah.
What about you, Beth?
Neither.
If you had to pick one. Come on, you can do it with us. We'll do the gay stuff with
Speculation.
You.
Speculation.
Doing the gay stuff with you.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask us about guys. But first, let's find out who would you do.
Uh-huh.
Gina Davis or, what's her name? Amy Brenneman.
Yes.
I wouldn't do either.
If you had to, come on, don't be so difficult, Curlers. If you had to pick one.
Who do I think is more attractive physically?
Yes, physically. Who are you physically attracted to?
No. Who do I think is more physically attractive?
Who would you like to get in the mirrors with you? Who would you like to get into the funhouse?
Of the two, Gina Davis.
Okay, good one.
Yeah, thanks.
We're all in agreement then.
Good choice. Good choice.
So it's quite simple. Take your leave. Head home, walk the dogs.
I'll be quick.
Slip into a sundress, party dress. With the only, like, it doesn't have to be like the thing exactly like the movie Mommy Dearest, but puffy sleeves.
Yeah.
What, Ron?
Oh,
a hat?
Oh, and the other one.
Like an Easter bonnet.
Wouldn't you guys just die if I actually did that?
Everybody goes commando.
Tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I hope you guys all got the memo.
No.
Well, you can fix that during the first commercial break.
I can fix that right now.
No, thanks,
wait.
Mike.
Okay.
But everybody, yes, commando tonight.
Very good, then.
Just because you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And now, see, once again, and I'm dating myself here, but we go back to another movie.
So is Beth Ann 5 times a week. Dating yourself.
The movie Flashdance.
Yes.
Because I think, really, yes. Everybody at the table will be reenacting the lobster scene. How do you like the lobster? It sucks.
Oh. Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah, I don't think I saw that movie. Something going on underneath the table?
Oh, yes.
Let
me put it this way. If anybody has any holes in their socks, there's going to be trouble.
I don't like the footplay. Be known right away. I'm not into the footplay. If you feel a toe going somewhere it shouldn't be going, do not look in my direction. Look in the direction of Mike. Mike's the one with the wandering toes.
Yeah, he likes feet.
Crazy. Well, it just seems to me that if we do have a round table and not everybody gets to sit next to it. As a matter of fact, now that I think of it, round table, you put me anywhere.
Yeah. You can reach anywhere.
Because your feet. Your feet.
Absolutely. And that's the nice thing about, you know, the legs. They have joints. They
I'm
going to
call the restaurant. I'm just going to make sure that I know where we're sitting.
What is the movie? I know there's a million of them, but I'm really having a brain fart on the movie where a guy is in a restaurant with a girl, and she's wearing long fishnet stockings, and she takes, like, her toes are sticking through, and underneath the table, they're at a dinner with a bunch of people, and somehow with her foot at the table.
It's a long table. It's like a banquet table, correct?
Yeah, and it's a relatively famous movie. I mean, I know you would know the scene because the guys, you know, the guys getting it done.
It's a comedy.
With her foot, you know, depending on how you look at it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm guessing it's a comedy.
Oh, damn it. I mean, they've used that, that gag in a lot of movies.
But there's one movie that they did it in. Maybe it was the first time. I don't know, but it's one that sticks in my mind, but it's like that dumb ESPN thing. Mm-hmm. Now, look at me, I've stopped the show.
Yeah, because we're all thinking about the movies where they've done that.
How about that? Hey, listen, the guy that you love, the Mr. Carlson, the guy who runs WKRP in Cincinnati.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what's the update with him? I think everybody wants to know that.
Well, you know, I don't. I think he heard you when you asked me if I told him because they were driving back. And he's mentioned conversation that he was listening and stuff that happened on the show.
So this guy, who, you know, this is not part of our funny skit we're doing with Beth Ann.
No, real life.
This is about her real life. She really loves this guy that works in radio, but she's not told him. Now, the guy that works in radio has listened to our show and has heard Beth Ann say that she's in love with the guy, but she hasn't told him. Mm-hmm. And she has now figured out that the guy knows that Beth Ann knows that she loves him, but the guy's not said anything.
Incidentally,
probably not good, is it?
I have a neat, tidy theory about that that will put it completely to rest. And I think it's very obvious. I think even the amateur psychologist would be able to just nip this in the bud. Okay? She's in love with Mr. Carlson because Mr. Carlson is easy to be in love with because there's absolutely no chance in hell of anything happening whatsoever.
How can you say that?
I
like, know, you don't
know
that.
That's the truth.
It is not the truth.
Of course it's the truth.
Isn't he currently unavailable?
Yeah.
Yes, if he was unavailable, we'd never hear
about
him. Yeah,
but I mean, he has many women. He's unavailable to everybody.
You would never.
He has many women?
Yeah, I mean, he's a player. I mean, he loves ladies.
Did you almost say he's a player?
Yeah, he's a player.
Or a playboy.
Is he?
He's a playboy.
P-L-A-Y-A, player. Is he a player with flavor?
Yeah, he does
that,
but yes.
Hey, my homies.
I'd like to, I wonder if Bethany McBride is available. May I speak to her? I'm calling from the grotto.
The grotto. All right, Curlers.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, I think you should probably, before the, here's why I brought that up.
You agree with my theory, incidentally, on that?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And I think before the dinner tonight. Before the date tonight. And also, I don't want to be, you should write your social security number on your arm in indelible ink.
In case I'm not found.
That's right. In case you get washed away. In case a levee breaks tonight.
Crazy. I believe this restaurant that we were going to might have some New Orleans connections.
In case somebody's levee breaks tonight.
Okay.
You never know whose levee's going to break. Depends who drinks a lot.
They might have a location down there. You never know.
Okay, bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye, Curly.
And, of course, there's a sizzler in New Orleans, right?
Man, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it used to be a sizzler. We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yugugalizer I am.
A what?
A Yugugalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yugugali was?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well.
Good.
They want to fart for ye. Don and Mike.
And welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Oh, which one is the music on? There it is. There we go. What's that? Oh, yes, thank you. There's a little bit of dead air there because of, I couldn't find the right button. Rob and I were talking about some things.
I heard no dead air.
Oh, okay.
I'm just here as your advocate.
That's right.
I'm sure we'll fix it in the end. So what's coming up on the show, Joe?
Oh, what's coming up? Well, it's part two. Good. I don't know. Let me look at my sheet of paper.
Remember that last thing we played? Well, we've got more of it.
Yeah, it's part two of that.
And play it louder.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's Beth Ann, part two of our Curlers. I'm ready for my weekend. I'm the best with Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, you're on the air. Howdy, how's it?
Hey, been doing well. How about yourself?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for asking.
No problem. Hey, I have the name of that movie you guys are talking about, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was Danny DeVito in War of the Roses.
I think that might be the one that I'm thinking of.
Probably. That's a famous one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she did it to Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Which was kind of gross.
Well, it's why he's a midget, which is why you could do it with your feet. You know, I mean, he's smaller.
But they weren't his legs.
Right. So it'd be easier for her with a smaller, I don't know what I'm saying.
I do.
Just because he's more compact.
That's right.
I would think it would be, although you would think if he was larger, it would be easier.
It would be his size would have no relevance as to where her foot was going.
But I believe that there would be less obstructions on her way to get towards his little hot dog.
I suppose, if he was crossing his legs or something.
Or if Danny DeVito was sitting there with his legs uncrossed, if it was a regular man-sized Danny DeVito, well then, let's say it's Tom Selleck.
His legs might be short, but everything else might be regulation size.
Wouldn't that be something?
We'd have to ask Rhea Perlman that.
Yeah. And as I always like doing, let's bring Tom Selleck into any discussion. So I sound like a total faggot.
Homo!
If it was Tom Selleck, big, hairy Tom Selleck in his Detroit Tigers cap.
Right.
Sitting there with his legs spread, uh-huh. I would imagine you would have a harder time getting your foot in between the jungle of muscle and hair and veins,
right.
As opposed to Danny DeVito, who would be kind of like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I don't sound too gay, do I?
Perhaps you said too much.
There, I said too much. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don, so you watched some of that Gina Davis thing last night.
Sure, I like a good comedy.
Gina Davis looks like she's got, you know those wax lips you used to buy?
Mm-hmm.
That you could bite and they would...
You got a tiny ding for that, because I know. And that was when you were a kid, back
in
the day.
And you chew them up and they turn into gum.
You go to the candy store, the wax lips, in my opinion, was one of the worst treats you could get.
Yes.
Because the gum always ended up tasting like
wax.
Like wax. Right, but those big lips. And I know Rob loved them.
Mike?
Yes?
You got to make sure that this restaurant serves shake and bake for Dawn.
Okay. Right on.
There you go. Consider it done.
Caller deleted.
End of call.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don, I think the movie is Who's Harry Crumb?
See, here's another one. They probably did that scene.
With the late John Candy. That's right. Another one.
Now, John Candy, even more difficult to get to than Tom Selleck.
But it might have been.
But hilarious.
Yes. You are correct.
That even that enhances your theory now.
But let me just point out that you.
Winner!
Just had a gay thought about John Candy, which I think is worse than me having a gay thought about Tom Selleck.
Well, I just, you know, the caller brought it up.
He wasn't really gay, but I guess kind of is because I always mention him. You know, good old Magnum.
Yeah. Hey, you can't argue with those rugged good looks.
Hello, Don and Mike. And his tight, tight booty shorts.
Oh, man, nobody wore jeans like he did. And he pulled them up high on the waist.
Hello. I always tucked in his Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
Quickly down under.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hello there.
Yeah, hi. I got the name of the movie for you.
Yes, sir.
It's Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
Well, I guess there's a lot of movies
there
that
are.
Have foot
a
sex.
A lot of movies.
But I think the first guy really had it. The guy that I think War of the Roses was the one that I was thinking of.
Foot sex, very, very safe.
The famous one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike, was it you that was suggesting the round table for tonight's dinner?
Yes, absolutely.
I think if you get there early, you can request a Lazy Susan, or you can just put that ad on that and spin her around.
That would be great. It'd really be
ideal.
See
what we can do.
That means she'd have to sit in the middle of the table. Indian style.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, please.
You said, pass the peas, you spin Beth Ann's knee. She's sitting like the Lando Lakes girl.
Yeah.
On our table, Indian style.
You know, we don't even need a Lazy Susan. We'll just get one of those office chairs with wheels. I'll just slide.
And hey, how come that's not PC anymore? How come you can still say Indian style, huh? Mm-hmm. How come you Indians aren't all pissed off about that?
Yeah, get ready.
Native Americans.
Get ready for the protests.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. How's it?
It's great. I've got a question for you. Can you get the camera out and take a picture of those juice cans and put them on your website?
I wish BA would let us take a picture of her in her curlers to put on the website.
Yeah.
It would be wonderful. That really would be a great picture.
And insist on the yellow dress.
Okay, listen, get out of here. Go get your own beach towel.
What would be a good compromise is a picture of her in the curlers, but then black out her eyes. Like they would do for, like, you know, when they protect an identity. Not give her a black eye, guys. Where's your head?
No.
Like if she was dead?
No.
See, you're saying that. I'm like, now you sound like you're one of those guys that puts the shrine to people with the eyes cut off.
Oh, hold on a second.
Like she's a
black tape, like in porn.
Exactly.
You know, the black tape over the eyes.
No, not tape either. Like you're protecting a witness. Like to protect her identity.
All I know is we're going out to dinner with Beth Ann McBride and Red Dragon over here.
All I know is I've dug a hole already.
Yes.
I'm generally on your side, but even I don't follow this.
Like to protect her identity.
Yes, you know.
Well, then why would you just put a mask on her face?
Well, then you'd cover the curlers.
Perhaps we could put like one of those red balls in her mouth, too.
You might want to see a doctor about that.
Put her in the outfit from 9 to 5.
I love
the Dabney Coleman wore.
I'm pretty sure I could put a blue one in there.
Not blue anymore, though.
No, it used to be blue. Formerly blue. The artist formerly known as Blue.
Is it time for dinner yet?
The artist finally, formerly known. Yeah, and that would be my rap name. Blue Ball. What's up, y'all?
You're right, though. Make the whole thing. The artist formerly known as Blue Ball.
Blue Ball in the house.
I like that.
Baby. You may now refer to me as Red Ball. Red Ball. Yeah, what's happening?
All right. Have a Red Ball and vodka.
Hey, my homies. Have a slice. This is Red Ball, formerly known as Blue Ball.
You can actually tie it into one of those popular drinks the kids like so much.
Mm-hmm.
Red Ball for Red Bull.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, the movie that first had that scene in it was Shampoo with Warren Beatty.
With Warren Beatty.
So that's predates Flashdance then.
Possible. Yeah, everybody likes foot.
Julie Christie.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everybody's wrong. I know which movie it was.
Okay.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Not the first, but certainly.
I'm just enjoying these biscuits, Miss Daisy.
Certainly the best.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show.
Hope you're my best friend.
Oh. How would he do that? He's in the front seat, she was in the back seat.
There's one scene at the very end of the movie where they're when she's in the nursing home.
Right. Oh, do you think he violated her with his toe down?
I'm afraid she didn't have all her buttons in that scene.
And frankly, when you're going to have toe sex, isn't it pretty much, even though it doesn't really make sense, that it's the woman who is the instigator, that even
yeah.
though...
Yeah, I mean, seems, in the movies, absolutely.
Although it seems like, for practical purposes,
yes,
you know, the, it would be the opposite would work.
Yeah, but in the movies, because I think it's... Believe it or not, in the realm of American sensibilities, that's the PC move.
Right.
When the woman does it to the guy. Mm-hmm. If the guy does it to the woman, you mentioned that word, that wonderful word, violation.
Uh-huh. Guy does it, it's like, wow, you know, hold on a second.
That won't
Man,
play.
Hold on. My sock's in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing.
It's like, boy, I got going there, and well, can you reach in and see if my sock is in there?
Yeah. It's the whole reason. That's why you can't do it in the movies.
Hello. Are you there, Don and Mike show?
I'm here.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, by the way, the Indian style, sitting Indian style, is no longer PC. They call it crisscross applesauce at my daughter's uppity Montessori school.
Oh, crisscross applesauce. Right, so you don't say Indian style. Well, there you go. Thank you. Well, Indians everywhere. You're welcome, Indians.
Hey, and by the way, the movie was Schindler's List.
What?
The movie was Schindler's List. Just ask Rob where the foot sex was happening.
Oh, would you stop that, please? Stop that. Hello, Dynamite Show.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah, this is Blue, formerly known as Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
My boy, Blue.
Crisscross applesauce. I think they're offending a very popular American icon.
Blue Boy. I'm a subscriber.
There it is, Blue Boy, first time this week.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi there.
Radio God.
And you're going to be the last caller in this break of just... someone called the Radio and Broadcasting Museum of History. And tell them that this first segment, it's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Tape is on the way.
Right.
What can we do
guys,
for you?
Guys, it was a Shawshank Redemption.
You're okay. Now I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even smiled
you know,
at that.
You chuckled.
I did.
You chuckled.
Did I just think as then you start talking about prison sex.
Yeah.
You really, really do.
Yeah, you sure do.
And I've been watching that show Prison Break on one of the networks.
On Fox?
Yeah, yeah. Fox. Yeah.
On Fox? Is that any good that got hyped up?
The first week I thought it sucked. I thought they were too sanitized. They weren't
right.
Like Oz. And now they've thrown a few guys in there. They're a little more psycho, so it's a little bit more interesting. But they got more violent. You know me. You know me in TV shows.
That works for you.
That's right.
Last night on Law & Order SUV, I know it's SVU, but I like calling the other, Peter Rieger was on. Had a huge role as as an attorney right in the beginning. Oh. Did not even mention that.
Peter Rieger, working actor.
Mm-hmm. And listen, let me just clarify one thing. I subscribe to Blue Boy for the articles.
That's right.
Okay. And also, I like the cheers and jeers.
You think that gets you off the hook? I've read those articles.
And the horoscopes are great.
Cancer.
No, cancer. Great day to meet somebody. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
About the juice cans. Can we get a picture of the ones, but not the ones in her hair?
Okay.
You know, I have to say, when the first guy said juice can, I was thinking the same thing. Get a picture of her juice can.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
Hello.
You know, last night on Law & Order, Peter Rieger played an attorney who was promoting a movie. So it was kind of...
This is like having back on the show.
Kind of an idea. He got in front of the judge and said, how do you plead? He said, well, I've got a movie coming out. It's in limited release.
There we are.
Here we are. I'm Boone.
Wonderful.
Bethann, what are the odds that we can get a picture of you and your curlers for the website, please?
Come on.
No.
What about from
the... Come on, Mr. Armpit Hair.
Hold on.
Maybe take that off.
What about from the back?
No.
How about... boy, how about if we do his Rob record? What are you doing, Mike? What are you doing?
Mike's posing. Give me an example. I'm just trying to set up the photo the way the photo looks.
So you think it should be?
An example of how Bethann should pose.
And I'm sure it's a lovely pose. Strike a pose, Mike. Yeah, laughter.
I dare you.
Now
I dare
talking.
You to do it. If I call, I won't say what
I'm
it
not
is,
doing that.
Because I can't say
no,
what
I'm
it
not
is.
Doing that. That's for you.
But
that's for you, pal.
You know what? I know you say that you're doing that for me, but behind every joke...
I'm doing it for him,
there's
too.
There's a little truth behind every joke.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you're fond of that place.
God.
I'm not a fan of that all-night cafe, but
whatever you want.
Whatever you want
it to be. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
I was doing a little funny. I was making a funny.
You're doing like Ace Ventura when he makes his butt talk.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. No more sight gags today. I'm not doing any more. They're all revealed. Okay.
Oh,
no, I'm just.
And what is
around.
That? What you do when you think about that man?
Oh, yes, every day, each and every day.
We can't take a picture of the curlers in your hair.
No.
That seems so unfair.
It does, doesn't it, Buzz? It does.
Don't you want to go back to just playing charades, and I can say what you're doing again?
Yeah,
we can do that for the show.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
But it's not funny unless if you know when it's coming. If you tell me to do it, it's funny when you don't see it coming.
All right, well then I'll.
And you know, really, I think we put a moratorium on those for a while on sight gags for just a little while.
Okay, you all got right. It.
I'm having a drink.
I know you're having a drink of water, and I'm just waiting for it.
That's it.
Now, do you want to do that to her, or is that something you just like doing to yourself?
I'm just doing sight gags here. That's all I'm doing. That's all. It wouldn't be a very good radio show if I was doing sight gags the whole time.
Now, Mike, now. You know, I'm going to call you.
You can't describe that.
I'll start doing things you can't really describe that well. Let me see. What's something else I could do that really couldn't be described?
I think what you just did.
Yeah, you could probably describe it.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
You put your hand down by the all-night cafe.
Right.
And saw if it was open or not.
And then...
It wasn't open. And then...
Smelled the fingers.
Like Mary Catherine Gallagher?
Who?
Who?
Mary Catherine Gallagher, you know?
Who is that?
You've never seen Superstar, the movie?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay.
That's Molly Shannon, right? She's the chick on Saturday Night Live. Remember that would put her fingers...
She'd do her armpits.
In her armpits.
Right. And she'd go... But,
okay. Well, Beth Ann, Mike was south of the armpits.
Yeah, I heard. I heard you describing.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a picture with curlers not seem so bad, right?
Yeah, there you go, bud.
No chance we could get just one...
No.
Oh, come on. It's showbiz. Come on.
My lady, you know what? We'll get her nice and juiced up. We'll give her some of the whatever that date rape drug is tonight. And
we have a ghost camera. So.
And once that happens, we'll get her on the... And then we'll get all the pictures you want on our website.
She'll be
fantastic.
We're
saving this, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
No, you know, we don't save anything.
That's right. We don't keep anything.
We destroy all of the evidence immediately.
Rob, make sure you bring the Sharpie so we can write on her.
What color?
All of them.
All right.
This is funny. We're joking. Come on, laugh a little bit.
No, my God, I'm laughing. That was.
I'm talking to Beth Ann.
Oh,
it's freaking me out.
Screw her. That was funny. Bring the Sharpie so we can write on it.
Hey, I have the internet. You ever see the internet where they have those pictures of fraternity guys?
Yeah.
Where they, you know, some guy's gotten totally drunk and they write all over him.
Yeah, passed out and like on their
a bench somewhere.
And there's also horrible pictures of like 2-year-olds with little babies that have been left unattended and drawn on their brothers.
Oh, yes, that's right. Absolutely.
It's just
I don't remember that one, but
no. Thanks,
Rob.
Dinner's going to be fun.
Haven't seen my babies.
My turn to stop the show.
How's the Black family doing, Rob? How are the Blacks?
I had no idea. The Blacks are in Woodbridge, Don.
Oh, man.
Are all of the Blacks in Woodbridge?
I think they might have extended family elsewhere. But the primary Blacks are in Woodbridge. The Blacks of note
are in Woodbridge.
Here's your note.
Okay. Bye, curlers.
Bye.
See you later.
Wow.
And again, put this right in the time capsule. And why don't we just rerun this segment all day long?
I listen to it.
We will be right back, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and,
Who is it?
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Four of the double cheese and sausage.
Here it is. Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Han. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly, there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, cop a feel of the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Cop a feel. Can't feel a cop. Well. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. And as you can tell, Rob and I are having some fun today.
Just some. Let's play a segment, Joe.
Okay, but before we do, Rob, visit AddictedToKelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson information as well as exclusive video and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson Mustang GT Convertible. Brought to you by Ford.
I spent all morning entering. Hope I win.
Hey, well, I'll give Ford an extra plug. We bought the Mustang with the 3.8 motor in it. And it's a gorgeous car.
I also entered to win Joe Ardinger's Ford car.
Well. Anyway, we got a great segment coming up for you. It's got to be good when it involves spanking, Mike eating, and Tony Little is a fag on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Howdy, we're doing great.
Hi. I am in desperate need of a birthday spanking.
Yes. How old are ye?
32.
That's the Chicago way. 32. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
A voluptuous Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
That's you. That's a nice, lovely lass. Oh, and that reminds me, I'm starving. Would someone get me some of those nips? That I love so much.
The vanilla ones?
The vanilla nips.
Do you want the vanilla or the cheese nips? Are you want sweet or salty?
Yes.
Okay.
Those pictures of Jennifer Aniston on Gorilla.com that we thought were the photos of the guy with the mile away telescope lens.
Yes.
As it turns out, they are not Photoshop photos. They are, in fact, actual nude shots of Jennifer Aniston.
That's right.
They are simply nude shots of Jennifer Aniston from like 2 years ago.
Oh.
They're not the current nude shots of Jennifer Aniston that they're trying to keep out of the tabloids and out of the newspapers.
Well, 2 years ago, I don't remember any big deal about nude shots of Jennifer Aniston.
She couldn't have changed that much in 2 years. Right.
No.
Yeah.
But you say you look like Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, that's what I've been told.
I'd love to have some nips right now.
Cheese or vanilla, it doesn't matter.
That picture always makes me hungry for some nips.
Yes, I know. It's quite a picture, no matter how close you are.
So, let's see. You look like Jennifer Aniston. You're 32. If you were an automobile, how many miles do you think you'd have on you?
How many miles? Oh, not many, maybe 10,000.
10,000 with regular oil changes?
Absolutely.
Good for you. Good for you.
All right, well, let's see, be a good girl. And
May I have a birthday request?
Yes.
Would you, Mike, and Buzz tag team me? Would that be okay?
Listen, I tell you what.
Well, why don't you let him do it all?
Why don't you just let Buzz do it?
That's what you want. That's what you really want.
Let's face it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that is what you really... Thank you for being honest.
Before you do that, would you please just raise your head up and look up?
Yes.
Because what I would like to do is give you just a couple of these right in the eyeball for screwing with me. And Mike letting us think that we could.
Oh, made a game.
Oh, look what you made me do. All right, I just wanted to poke her eye out, Mike.
You want to finish her, Buzz?
I will try. Go ahead.
Please,
go ahead.
Buzz.
Yes, Buzz. Go ahead, Buzz.
Happy birthday. You ready?
Incidentally, what do you have to do? Do you have to hike up or pull down to expose?
Oh, we're going to pull down.
Pull down. Pull down.
Yes.
Down.
Yeah. While you're bending forward, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. One. Two.
Ooh.
Three.
Yeah.
Four.
Ooh.
Five. Six.
Ooh.
Seven.
Uh-huh.
Eight. 9. 10. 11.
The rain tonight.
12.
Ooh. 13. I love the rain tonight.
14. 15. 16.
Yes.
17.
Snow,
18.
Snow,
19.
Ooh.
20. 21.
Man,
22.
I feel like
23.
Woman.
24. 25. 26.
27.
28. 29.
30.
31.
Come on.
32.
Oh.
That's what I like. I'm spanking a big dike. Oh, what? I'm sorry.
There you go. How was
happy birthday?
How was that for you?
That was amazing.
Of course it was.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
Thanks. There we are.
Is it time for you to go clean up?
I'm going to go finish myself off, actually.
Real fast, just look me in the eye one more time.
Go do it. Oh. 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 Jesus Christ. Oh,
yeah. And now, in the nostrils.
Oh, leave a mark.
That's right.
Okay. Oh.
Didn't faze her at all.
Seemed to enjoy it.
Happy birthday. No.
All right.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Love you.
Bye-bye. Right. Love you, too. Right. You love us. You know who we are? We're your buzz pimps.
Yep. That's exactly what we are. And that lady will be enjoying the world's second successful face transplant.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, just to tie everything together, you know, from Rob's beginning and the Ed McMahon interview, I was just wondering if Edward Leo St. Peter McMahon were Japanese, would he sneak attack the pearly gates?
Somehow that's a nice reference to Pearl Harbor Day. Well, see, Rob, it's St. Peter at the Pearly Gates.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Not a tribute.
Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. This is the Don and Mike show.
Big black hole. What?
Are you calling for your mom? Because we are taking calls for a big black hole.
Yeah, your mom's not here, though. Your mother is not here, sir.
Not anymore. She left.
My mom.
Jesus, people.
What's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that girl, you have her number?
What? Oh, I mean that? Oh, come on. Listen.
Yeah, we got her number on caller ID. We'll send it right out to you.
May I please ask you to listen to Jerry Lewis?
And then I sat and really worked it. And then I sat and really worked it.
There's a naked man out by the pool.
Chubby girls need love, too.
You thought she was chubby?
She said she was a voluptuous Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, did
I forgot
really?
That part.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Usually when they say...
I got a bag of flour.
When they say they're voluptuous, you like them big?
Sometimes.
Voluptuous is good.
Kind of biggy, huh?
Yeah, but voluptuous is normally code.
Yeah, watch out for the...
I can handle a fat Jennifer Aniston.
Watch out for the danger words. Voluptuous, zoptic,
juvenile. Right. Here's the thing. I think of a chick... And I'm not saying necessarily the chick that we spanked was like this, but I think if a fat chick was to say she looked like a Zoftic Jennifer Aniston, she would look like that pig in my big fat Greek wedding.
Zoftic a little heavier.
I imagine that a fat chick like that would look at herself and say, I look like Jennifer Aniston.
And if a woman says she, ever on the show says she's big boned, get ready for the mother in, you know, What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
That's house burning fat.
Yes.
Just burning
big bone. Forget it. Thank you.
See you too. See you later. Thank you for the call.
The Pervermeister.
And there would definitely be no farts in the studio today. Speaking of fat, listen, I can run on that treadmill for 2 miles a day. I can diet as much as I want. My fat ass, I mean, I can get in a size 34.
If you try hard, you were talking about getting into that.
It was last night when I got home. First of all, I had to undo my pants in the car. Okay, that's how tight these 34
that's
jeans
not right.
were.
You shouldn't have to.
When I got home last night, I don't know if you've ever, I don't know what I could describe it. I know. Here's a good description. If you've ever been out playing in the snow and you have like, if you've got the jacket that's got the crumply stuff around
the elastic
around the sleeves.
Cuts into your.
And, yeah. when I got home, I had around my waist what looked to me like I thought back when Bart was a baby. It looked as red and irritated as a baby's chafed ass. Just a
when you undid your pants, did the blood rush into your legs?
Just
were your legs like not feeling anything, and then all of a sudden they just filled up?
Just a ring around my belly, and I'm looking at those pants going, what is the freaking point?
Right.
What, I mean, what's the point of that?
You're more comfortable today.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
Yes, in a 36, which is still, you know, I'd still like the psychological advantage of being in a 34, but
I'd like
forget
to crack, I'd like to crack the big threshold of the 4-0, but unfortunately that's not going to happen after today.
Well, like today.
Oh. Don saw what I did today. I really couldn't help myself.
Mike, I swear to Christ. Hey,
it's important that... Look, if Carla's listening...
I ain't ratting you out on this.
No, I know you're not, and I'm doing this to purge because I was bad today. Right. I was bad. I would get in trouble in a very nice way. Sometimes in a nice way, sometimes not so nice. Oh. The junkies get... free food, like all the time, brought
right
in here.
Yes.
And they're on before we are now.
Right.
And the nice thing about them going to mornings is that the food will probably all be gone by the time we get here when they do mornings.
Good
but
point.
Now, the fact is, there's always some of their leavings. And there was half a Papa John's, one of those square ones. I didn't know they made the square ones now. And it was just fresh enough from whenever it got delivered. And I couldn't resist.
Not as old as the shrimp you ate.
So I had... What's that?
Not as old as the shrimp you ate over the holidays.
Yeah, the shrimp, that was blessed because I was drunk.
Right.
But, no, this was awful tasty.
Yeah.
And I didn't have lunch. Well, I sort of had lunch.
No, you had.
I did have lunch. I had a lobster roll.
Ah.
I did.
You had a lobster roll.
I ate bad today.
Something like that.
I ate horribly today.
You had a lobster roll and you had a pizza.
Yeah. But I didn't have breakfast. And I've been up since 6:30. I'm just giving it to you. I'm just giving you the facts.
These are the facts.
You know,
these are the only facts that I can present.
I know you are, and I didn't.
But what am I?
I didn't want to bring this up on the air. Who am I to bust your balls? I didn't. I was just.
No, but I told you yesterday.
And the lack of farts today.
I got that 30 pounds and then went into a holding pattern. And the reason I'm in a holding pattern is I have like 2 days good, one day bad, and that's just not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. I got to get back on the exercise stick, and I got to make a commitment.
Right.
Okay. Good luck. I'm not drinking nearly what I used to drink. That's the problem.
It's good.
I'm making up for it in food.
He's compensating with food.
I am. It's true. I am. I'm not making any excuses. I'm telling you why I think I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. Came in today.
And I haven't had anything cigarette-wise in a very, very long time.
Good.
Maybe a month. Maybe over a month. Maybe not over a month.
Okay.
But really, I mean, not even.
Listen, I am not your judge.
Somebody asked me today. I have no desire for nicotine anymore at all.
Oh, good.
None. Zero. But it always manifests itself in something else. I don't. I haven't had a cigarette.
In how long?
In a very long time.
Defined very long.
Over a month.
No way.
Yeah, because it was. I didn't smoke during the.
No way. No way. You smoked. You were out. Well, see, I don't want to be the one to rat you out.
I'm not as hooked as you are, John. I'm not.
John, has Mike been outside smoking in the last month?
I haven't seen him. No, that's the truth.
That's a guarantee I haven't during the day here at all. If I've fallen off that wagon, maybe late at night, but I don't think I have. I'm not lying about that.
Come back to us, Mike. We miss you.
I know. I still come out and visit.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
And maybe,
I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all.
Maybe that's what it is. If you are going out and still hanging with the roughies outside smoking, maybe when you come back in, when you smell like cigarette
smoke. Think that I'm out there smoking when I go out there?
Yeah.
No way.
He has been out there with us, but he hasn't smoked. He's just hung out with us. I can testify to that.
I think it's over. I think I didn't smoke during that time before Thanksgiving. I don't think I smoked then either.
Whatever. I mean, you know.
But I'm guilty of the food. I will tell you about the vices. I will tell you about the vices.
You always do.
And, you know, I was sitting there with some of my restaurant people, and I said, you know, I'm really working on cutting down on my drinking, and I don't know what smart ass manager
I don't know which smart-ass manager said it to me, but
Johnny,
somebody said,
Johnny fired? Johnny soon to be fired?
But he said, oh, you mean like Friday night? And then everybody kind of went, because I'm trying. I'm trying.
So clearly. He comes in today before the show. Mm-hmm. Very happy because Mike did it himself with the Christmas lights.
Put all my Christmas lights up.
The correct way.
By myself.
Got it done.
Good job. I mean, it's not like it's an elaborate presentation.
But still, you know, you came in the office and said, hey, how about this? You know, no one to pay. Went out, did it myself. Next thing
you know. Put the candles in the window. Duct tape the candles to the window so they don't fall off and break the bulbs.
Thank you. Next thing I know, you come sitting down with this gigantic pizza. And I was on the phone.
It was my excuse. Was you on the phone? My excuse to run out and forage. People know I forage here all the time.
I know I was on the phone. I was on the phone with Amy, with my daughter Amy.
Yes.
And I had to say to her at one point,
Carla, if you're listening, I love you and I'm sorry.
I had to say. Oh, now, see, you shouldn't have to say you're sorry.
She's been very, very good, like, helping me out with this diet. That's all she does. I mean, she doesn't browbeat me. She just helps me with it, so.
I was having a discussion with Amy about Christmas and stuff like that, and all of a sudden, Mike came in. And
the first time. Conversation was a long one. I was here earlier than normal.
So he walked in. He saw that I was on the telephone. He had some pizza. He left. He can't. He comes back.
Uh-huh.
Now he's got the whole freaking pizza there.
I have a half a pie.
Sits down.
No, I had two pieces connected.
These two gigantic, like, Lego pieces.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you reach down to grab one, the other one came along with it.
What do you got?
I didn't want to separate them, really. Not yet.
So I'm on the phone
with them to go together.
I'm on the phone with my daughter. We're having not a serious conversation, but like Christmas stuff. And I said, hold on a second. And I look at Mike and no, you're eating. I know you're doing that to make me laugh.
You happen to be laughing, but it didn't take away from the fact that I was thoroughly enjoying my unusually highly caloric lunch thing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed every bit of it. It was really, really good. And I'm not going to do that tomorrow. That's all. That's all I have to say on the matter.
That's the plan.
The only commitment that I choose to make this time, I will not eat like that tomorrow.
Very good.
There we have it.
Okay.
It's an unusual day. An unusual day sleeping-wise. My sleep patterns were very unusual. I was up extraordinarily early at 6:30.
I was extraordinarily early.
I was up at 6:30. I mean, but really up at 6:30, which doesn't happen to me very often, where I bounced out of bed and just got to doing errands around the house and rocked and rolled all the way up until I came here. And then I hadn't had time for lunch, and I decided to grab the food that was here.
But you had your lobster today.
Yeah, yeah. I had a meeting, and it was a lunch meeting.
Ah.
It was. Truth is truth.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you check out the website?
Check out which website, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Don.
This is Don and Mike, right?
Hello.
You called our show. That's why you're on the air. Hi.
You sound different. First time I talked to you on the phone.
No, we don't. But let's move past that.
Okay.
Yeah, stop making excuses.
Okay. Sorry. If you go to MannySaves.com, there's pictures of your favorite actress on there topless.
Okay.
Wait, hold on a second. I know what this guy's talking about. Now, wait a minute. There's not Jennifer Aniston on MannySaves.com.
Yes, there is.
Is there? MannySaves.com is a website for people that don't want Manny Ramirez to be traded.
No, this is like a blog. But I swear to God,
I read it in the Boston Globe.
Maybe someone has linked. I believe maybe
it's SaveManny.com.
I believe that this is still Johnny One Day Late. Are you talking about the pictures where she's reclining in a beach chair and she? Yes, right. Yes. Those pictures were already discussed on the show yesterday, and the link is on our website.
Okay, sorry.
We would call you a day late and a dollar short.
Did you go to MannySaves.com, Buzz?
I tried to. It wouldn't take me there. Manny, M-A-N-N-Y?
M-A-N-N-Y.
No, it doesn't go anywhere.
I know there are a couple of websites around the Boston area that are being set up like it's going to do any good to prevent Manny Ramirez from being traded, even though he wants to be traded.
Yeah, you know what site I went to? YazIsAFag.com.
Hey!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, it's been less than a month since you smoked. You smoked on the Absinthe show.
I wondered about that, but I couldn't remember for sure because I was in no shape.
You know what? Guilty is charged.
Ouch.
Guilty is charged.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, y'all. It's Carla.
Yes, hi. Oh, not Mike's Carla.
Yo, this is Mike's Carla.
Oh, it's Mike's Carla. Hey, hi, baby.
How you doing?
First, I want to say hi to Puck, who just called in. Hi, y'all. Mike, every time you eat a piece of pizza, a kitten dies.
Actually true, by the way.
Thanks, honey. See you later.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, gentlemen, first of all, I'm probably setting myself up, but Mike, you're a goddamn baby. You got all this money, all this time, there's no excuse. Stop being a baby, get on the damn treadmill, and lose some weight!
Tony Little calling right now.
You can do it.
Don't you quit. Can do it.
You can do it.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Nice faggy ponytail.
You may be Mr. Muscle Man, but you still look like a woman.
Hello there. It's Don and Mike show.
Hey.
I happen to think that Tony Little might like it, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I mean, when any man makes himself that womanly.
Here's the thing.
Like, where's the stuff? I mean, I know he's got a, you know, he's in shape and he's wearing the spandex, you know, maybe because of that.
I'm not saying this because the guy was putting you down. I would say this about Tony Little if his name came up, like with the Geico commercial.
Right.
Here's what he is to me. He's Richard Simmons with a much better body.
Mm-hmm.
I think underneath the big rippling muscles, you've still got that same queen underneath.
Well, you know,
that same New Orleans queen.
Imagine seriously when he's putting a hat on.
That same New Orleans queen.
When he's putting a hat on and what he has to go through.
Tony Little.
To put his hat on. He has to do the same thing that a chick does.
Chick does to get her hair to go back through the ponytail back there.
He's a woman.
W-O-N-A.
Big, strong, muscle-bound woman.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, we're both here. Hello.
Oh, wow, I didn't expect the phone to answer so quick. I'm sorry, guys. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Mike, I just wanted to tell you, you sound like the most persecuted man of all time.
What do you mean, persecuted?
Of all time.
For calling in about your weight, sir. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
So noted. Duly noted.
Hello,
sir. Sure, I'm chucking it all. Forget about it.
Forget about what?
I'm going to completely and totally let myself go. I'm going to be, I'll be by Valentine's Day, I'll look like John Panette.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
I always like to use him.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I think that Jennifer Aniston is hot, and then I heard that she...
Hold on. We couldn't understand.
Can't understand what you're saying.
Who do you think?
Oh, dear.
You may have been drinking.
You can't say the F word. Are you bombed?
Hey. Look, I think that she's pretty hot. And
Hold on. Please, so I don't have to delete you out again.
Wait, now you can't use any dirty words or we're going to hang up on you,
don't
okay?
Don't cuss.
Okay.
Calm down and take a deep breath.
Are you partying right now?
Wow.
Dude.
Some people can't control themselves.
Okay, I'm definitely on the road right now.
I believe he's doing the old D&D thing.
Yeah, he said he was on the road.
Yeah, double D.
Well, that load has to get to its destination.
Don and Mike show, we had a drunk trucker. I mean, I wish we could have talked to him longer, but he was out there doing 55, I'm sure.
Went it absolutely positively.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm almost convinced that the Tony Little ponytail is a part of his hat.
You think so?
That's funny.
If you look at it, it's part of his hat. There's no way. It's like one of those clip-on ponytails, but it's part of his hat.
All right, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Wouldn't that be funny if he had a whole series of hats like that?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Rinaldo y Miguel. What about you, sir, gentlemen?
Hola.
Hey, I just wanted to, my name's Fred. I used to live down in St. Pete, down in, and I was a second-rate party DJ for a couple of years, and I DJed Tony Little's wedding back in 1993, and the guy could not have been more of a dick. He was, let me tell you something, normally in that situation, the bride is the ridiculous one.
Sure.
This guy was such a bitch.
Now, who are we talking about? Are we talking about Tony Little or the man that he was marrying?
Now, let me tell you, I don't know how he got this chick, but he got her, and she was hot, but he was the bitch in the relationship, I'm telling you right now.
Did he wear a hat with his tuxedo?
No, but it was the most, he has what I would refer to as the most awful mullet of all time.
Did he have the hair in a ponytail, or was it a mullet?
No, it was a mullet hanging straight down. Oh. He had tails on. It was awful. He could not have been worse.
You were the DJ at his wedding. Can you tell us what's the first song that they came out and danced to?
Endless Love.
That's a good call.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
We lie. We lie. We live lie. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Every man in here got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we hide porno, we go all out. It ain't behind the refrigerator, under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hide some porno. That's right. You think the light switch, the whole bookshelf shift to the side? You go down 2 flights of stairs, it's your porno cellar. Janet Jackney, yes. Toby Kai, Gina Jameson, that's right.
Number 4 Arbitron Rate.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I'm having trouble with these buttons. We got a brand new studio, and it's like only my second or third time in this thing, so bear with me. I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka. Who am I? I'm your legendary Joe Arnger with you on this fine, fine Friday afternoon. Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation for a couple of weeks. Well deserved. They'll be back and ready. I'm tired. Can you tell? They'll be back and rested and ready in September. Hey, it is September. See, I told you I was tired. I am ready for a 3-day weekend. How about you? Anyway, we are having a great time today with Best Of, and it doesn't stop. Let's play segment. Now, I know it's not October, it's just September. But these are Oktoberfest calls on the Best of Don and Mike.
What's the hotel we're going to be speaking to, Robbie?
The Holiday Inn City Center, Munich.
Okay, so we're going to be talking to Munich, Germany now, live on the air. And, Mike, are you ready with your German speak?
I'm certainly ready. Are you ready? Can you handle it? I'm sure you have a problem handling it.
I'm not as good as you are.
It should be lots of fun.
I'm better like this, Clint.
Yes, that's my job.
Rob, jump up here. You're good at this. Let's see. Let's welcome now to the United States of America.
Hold on. Why isn't he having a microphone? Why are you late?
From the hotel inn in Munich, Germany.
I found the trip here a bit tiresome.
What is this hair's name?
Carlo.
Carlo?
Hello, Carlo.
Hello, hello, Don.
Hello, I am Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
How are you, Carlo?
How, Mike? Fine.
And this is my friend, Rob.
Okay, Rob.
Hello. Can you tell us, Carlo, what time is it right now in Deutschland?
Well, it's 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Midnight.
Uh-huh. Well, let's thank you for being on this show so late.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I have to excuse me for my English. It will be not very nice, but I hope you can understand me.
Yeah, I hope you understand the accent that we have also. We have a thick accent here. But we're calling, of course, because we are excited about the Oktoberfest.
Yes.
How did you find it this year?
Oh, wonderful. Like every year.
What's the best part of Oktoberfest? What do you enjoy the most?
The beer, drinking the beer.
What is it about Oktoberfest that you...
Not only me, it's having fun, you know, with a lot of friends or colleagues. Everybody's going to the beer festival, yeah.
Is there a particular type of beer that you enjoy more than any others?
No. We enjoy to stay together, you know. This is the first. The first is a big fest where everybody come together, like business colleagues, friends. Everybody love each other. Yeah. And they drink a lot of beer.
Yeah, well, the beer is good. Yeah,
good. It's pretty good.
And that is Prima Essen also, huh?
And Prima Essen, yes. Yeah. Food is typical Bavarian food, you know. You get a lot of pork, sausages. Very heavy. That's because you need a lot of beer after that. You know?
That's wonderful. You like the pork sausage, don't you, Rob?
It is delicious.
Yes, I like it.
What about you, Rob? What about you?
I have a question about the Oktoberfest.
Go ahead. Ask him any questions. He's got Carlo on the phone from Germany.
Sometimes, Carlo, when you drink the beer, do you ever get in the mood to fight?
Well, no, me no.
Is there fighting? Like is there know. Hatred? Is
That's a good question. Are there many fights in Oktoberfest? Then also people get under the tent and
disappear. There is a lot of security in Oktoberfest. Every time somebody start to fight, you know, they stop very, very quick.
Is the security...
1 minute, they stop it, everything. Yeah.
Is the security very efficient?
We have no crimes on the Oktoberfest. Maybe somebody a little bit fighting, but they, in a few minutes, they have no crime.
Then the beer halls open up. What is the earliest time the beer halls open up in the Oktoberfest?
Well, they open in the morning at 11 o'clock, and they stop in the evening at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I tell you, I would be, if I was over in Germany, I had a chance to go to Oktoberfest, I would stay all day long drinking the beer.
All day long, yeah. They start at 11 o'clock, and they give you last beer, I think, at 10:30 in the night.
Carlo, tell us about some music you have at Oktoberfest, okay?
Yes, have you got some music, some Oktoberfest music over there?
What's your favorite the band? Do you have the Umpapa?
Now, Rob, you have to jump in. Mike is really bogarting this.
Well,
I mean, you've got to go toe-to-toe with
The German music only in the morning and early afternoon.
Just jump in.
Do you ever listen to Kraftwerk?
Music.
Do you like Kraftwerk? Kraftwerk is not a good band. I don't know why you like Kraftwerk.
Fun, wie die Autobahn.
That's not fun. I don't like Kraftwerk. They're old. Why do you like them? Always bring up Kraftwerk.
No, you would like to hear always the Double Eagle Mars.
What's wrong with the Double Eagle Mars? It's very good German music.
It's a good song, but also I like the Kraftwerk.
Oh, the Kraftwerk, which you like. Yes, why do you go? Why don't you go see, the man in the tights dancing with the video?
Here's a question, meet the Oktoberfest.
Carlo, you have a question you answer for Rob?
Pardon?
Carlo?
Do you watch Sprockets? That's my contribution. Carlo. Thank you.
Carlo.
Yes?
At the Oktoberfest, have these rides? The thrill rides?
Oktoberfest is great. I hope you can see, you can come here and see that and take part of it.
No, listen to my question. Do they have the thrill rides at Oktoberfest?
Thrill rides. You know, like amusement park?
Meet the roller coaster and the swings?
Yes, and you got all the pop and cotton candy and all the things for the kids.
Yeah, meet the kids. What do you have for the kinder?
Even that. For the kinder, we have in the morning, we have even special prize. There are some days in the morning special prize, half prize for the children.
You prize it at night after
the children, they can do a lot of things, you know, and they pay not too much money.
Carlo, when you have the Oktoberfest, late at night, you have lots of hot babes?
Well, in the late night, no children around.
Yes, but what are the Fräuleins?
The Fräulein, oh, they're wonderful. Everybody... Every Fräulein, every girl dress here, or the most of them, they dress with a typical Bavarian dress. We call it Dindel.
Why do they all have the blonde hair, the blue eyes?
Blue eyes.
That's so pretty. Oh, no, that's so German.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Mit der Dindel. Blonde hair, blue eyes, beer, yes, the Nachwurst, and the Wurst. You have the Wurst and the sausages. All the great things about the Oktoberfest are so much fun.
Oh, yes.
It's good fun. This is a celebration with the King Ludwig, right?
Well, it's the original, yes. It was a marriage and was many, many years
back
ago.
Back to the kinder. I have a question about the kinder.
Ah, the kinder.
Yes, the kinder in the amusement park. Do the kinder drink the beer?
No.
No, nice.
It's not allowed.
What if you take a teaspoon full of sugar and you put it in the beer, it's okay then?
No, if somebody tried to go in a beer tent, you know, they ask about the passport.
Where's my passport?
If you're not over 16, you cannot...
Papers. Oh, you must be 16.
Where are your papers?
Ask me your papers. Show me your papers.
Show me your papers.
And the security...
Right, show me your papers.
Does the security take care of the kinder?
Take care to everybody.
Does the security have a uniform?
A lot with uniform and much more without uniform.
Can you describe the uniform?
And everything is controlled by video cameras. You
How
know.
Is it that the uniform looks? What does it look like?
Oh, like a regular policeman.
Regular policeman.
Do you have nice high boots?
But they are more like heavy policemen, you know?
Do you see a policeman carry guns like a Luger?
Yes, like a special private policeman.
Private policeman.
Mostly with a dress, t-shirt, and all dressing in black coat.
Do you drive BMW?
Do you own a car?
BMW.
On the Autobahn?
I used to do.
Volkswagen. What car do you drive now? Volkswagen?
A Volkswagen.
Volkswagen is a good car. There's so many good cars in Germany. Mercedes-Benz? BMW?
It's more expensive.
Yes, BMW, much more expensive. How about the strudel, Carlo? You eat a strudel?
Oh, wonderful. Ooh, very good. With vanilla sauce.
Are you a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes.
He's very popular over here.
Yes.
How about David Hasselhoff? Do you like David Hasselhoff?
Austrian neighbor, yeah.
David Hasselhoff. You like David Hasselhoff?
Well, not too much.
Me neither.
About George Bush?
George Bush?
George Bush?
How's the German people?
Should I give you a written answer?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Carlo, you're a funny guy. We understand the joke. You made a joke about the American president, yeah?
So you're a bartender?
I hope they don't get... I am a bartender, yeah. I'm on duty now.
Oh, that's great. What's the flavor of beer that you're pouring?
Pardon, I can't understand you.
What is the flavor of beer that you're pouring?
The flavor of beer?
Yeah.
That you are pouring.
What is it?
Jawohl.
What kind?
It's
a flavor. We don't have a beer with flavor here. Oh. The beer in Germany is a pure beer.
Okay, what is it called?
Löwenbräu?
Löwenbräu? No, we have a Paulana.
Paulana?
Oh, yeah. Paulana.
Do you like that? Sounds like
Paulana
something
is very typical Munich beer.
That sounds like something Buzz Dürbeck would smoke.
Do you know what my beer favorite is?
No.
Beck's. Beck's from Bremen.
Oh, Beck's is very nice, but it's typical from the north of Germany.
Do you ever have the American beer Budweiser?
We used to have Budweiser, not anymore now.
You ever hear what is called Milwaukee's Best? Milwaukee's Best Light?
We used to have Samuel Adams as well one time.
Have you ever
you
had a
Samuel Adams?
Have you ever had Wiedemann's?
No.
Heffenreffer?
No.
Iron City?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Do you know what is very popular in the nation's capital of the United States called Washington, D.C.?
No.
It's a beer called National Bohemian.
Oh, Natty Bo.
Natty Bo.
That's delicious. How about in the north of New York called Genesee Cream Ale?
Well, what's that?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me something. What do you like best about America?
If I like what?
What do you like best about America?
The best of America.
Yeah. What do you like best?
We are calling from
the South.
What?
The South.
The South?
The South.
Oh, the South.
That is the worst part of America. But that is the armpit of America.
What about the South?
You're talking altogether. I have difficulty to understand.
No, you're doing a great job, Carlo.
You're handling it very well. What is it about the South that you like?
The 1st of July?
No.
What is it about the South that you like?
What about the South?
You like Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama.
I know they feel the way you used to feel a long time ago.
The South.
I think it's not so crowded like the North, you know.
Oh, I bet
the
you North, know what South you like.
Downers.
You like Florida.
Wonderful Florida.
Yeah, of course, Florida. Also
everybody likes Florida.
Yes, yeah. I see you all the time. With the sandals and the black socks.
Why do you wear the tiny, tiny, tiny speedos?
That's a good thing. Your bathing suits, Carlo. Why are they so small?
With the big bellies.
With the big bellies?
Yes.
Big bellies, Carlos.
The German man.
No, I don't have a big belly.
No.
Nine.
Nine. When you come, have you ever been to Florida?
Oh, no, I've never been to Florida.
If you go, you must go to Orlando, meet the mouse and the duck.
Oh, yes, the Disney. Have you heard of Disney World?
Yes, but in French.
Disney.
Now, maybe we can find a common ground. Do you hate the French?
If I what?
Do you hate the French?
No, French are nice guys.
No, they are not.
No, we don't like the French.
Nine.
What is your opinion of Canada?
Canada?
Yeah, you like Canada?
Oh, they have a good dry whiskey over there.
A good dry whiskey?
Yeah,
you're going to say that, I suppose.
Yeah. A little bit sweet, I like bourbon.
Yes, you have a lot of customers in your bar now, Carlo?
Yes, of course, I have a lot.
Before we hang up, may we speak with one of them?
I brought my telephone in another place, you know.
Oh, you're in a secret place.
Go to the bar, cannot.
Can you sing? Are you in the bunker? Carlo,
I can give you one. Wait a moment.
Carlo, you can give us someone?
Wait a moment.
Yeah, very good.
Someone who is smart, yeah?
Let's listen. Maybe he'll talk real German, huh?
I heard him talking
in Italian. Here is a guest. Just a moment. Hello?
Hello? You're on the radio.
Hi.
Sprechenzi, what is your name?
My name is Cedric.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Hi.
Hello?
I'm Don. This is my friend Mike and Herr Spiewak. We speak fluent German. May we have a conversation in German? Why don't you start?
Ja, wie geht's dir denn? Wie geht's dir, Mike? Hoffentlich geht's euch gut.
Wie geht's dir, Mike? Hoffentlich geht's euch gut.
Wie geht's? Also, wie geht's? Aber... Trumpkin.
Ja. Wo ist die Toilette?
Die Toilette weiß ich nicht. Muss selber fragen. Ich bin im Hotel hier.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Ich auch.
Deutschland über alles.
Überall.
Oh, so much fun talking to all you people in Germany.
Deutschland eins.
The Pop family beat the Deutscher, Deutscher.
Do a deer.
A female deer. They are top of golden sun.
Edelweiss.
Edelweiss. Edelweiss.
Almost
so much
like,
fun talking to you.
Like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man's good too, yeah.
Do you like Spider-Man?
Yes, of course.
How about, Spider-Man?
How about Batman? Batman?
No, I don't like Batman. I like Spider-Man.
Cedric, can you sing a German song for us?
Please.
A German song?
Yes, you sing a German song.
Do you know Das mit einem Finger, Mr. Theo?
ich kann eine Kindersong.
Kindersong.
Ah, Kindersong.
So die Kinder.
Munde, da 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 da. Bruder Munde.
Das macht der Theo mit einem Finger.
We could keep this going all night long.
Dankeschön,
and party like it was 1942. But we got it wrong.
Cedric, it's been very nice talking with you.
Und Carlo, is that?
Thank you, and I wish you a nice
Have a wonderful Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest.
Maybe next time we come out to Oktoberfest if the travel is not so treacherous.
Yeah, you come and you're going to have a lot of fun here.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Cedric.
Do you have little sausage fingers? Hello?
Are you wearing a Tyrolean hat? With a big feather?
With the Lederhosen?
With the brush?
Yeah.
I have that, but I'm not wearing it at the moment.
Oh, not wearing it.
Your voice is very high. How old are you?
depends how high I am.
May we see your papers, please?
Are you high? Suddenly Buzz wants to join the conversation.
Have you had a lot of beer, Cedric?
No, not today, but...
I suppose you're realizing right now we take a long time to say goodbye.
Okay.
Beware of the security.
Let's not say Auf Wiedersehen. Let's say so long.
So long. Stay away from security. They show the mercy.
You have to say it in Bavarian. You have to say Servus, mach gut.
Servus, mach gut.
Servus, mach gut.
Adios.
Adios.
All right. Never forget.
Give peace a chance.
Never forget. Nine.
World domination.
Want to say goodbye to Carlos too?
Yes.
No.
It's nine.
Oh.
Nine.
Nine.
Doch.
Nine.
You tell Carlos Vigues.
That's his primo Essen.
Voice the toiletta.
I give you last time, Carlos, and servus.
Wiedersehen, Charles.
Servus.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have to invite the customer for a beer, you know?
Servus, Carlo.
Because they talk with you. Servus.
Servus.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you so much for your time.
Dankeschön.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
Adios.
See you soon.
A nice day. Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.
No speed limit. On the autobahn.
Bye.
Jawohl.
Bye.
Hang up the phone. Hang up the big clunky German phone.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Be careful.
Bye-bye.
I'll be goose stepping out tonight.
Nice talking to you.
They're listening to you from the coffee pot.
There you go.
That was great.
Colonel Hogan.
Show me the papers. My favorite part was you asking about the uniform. In great detail. What type of uniform is it?
Here you go. It's Oktoberfest.
And then when you said you're going to party like it's 1942. Oh, the Germans.
Why aren't our holiday inns that much fun?
I know.
I mean, really.
You'd never get a guy at a Holiday Inn in this country to do that.
No, I tell you what.
Hold on, guys. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I could hit the right...
I could hit the right goddamn button! Schnell!
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And I took the butcher knife and held up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
They understand the arts of the bunt.
Right.
Don and Mike.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation. I'm your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with ya on this fine holiday Friday. Hope your travel is going well on the East Coast. Anyway, let's get right back into it. We've got, remember Dick Clark on New Year's Eve? Bad, wasn't it? Let's revisit it on the best of Don and Mike.
The big thing that we didn't get to today that everybody else has already heard is the tapes of Dick Clark having a stroke during the New Year's Eve thing. Now, Mike saw it, Rob saw it, Buzz saw it. I'm not seeing it. Here we go. This will be my first reaction hearing this. Dick Clark welcoming everyone to 2006 Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
You got it all right there.
See?
That's the deal. We tried to tell you. See?
Were we right?
Oh, he's had a seat. He's sitting down.
Were we right? Yeah. Don may be having a stroke now. I don't know.
Now, here's the thing. Now, why would they let him go out like that?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was thinking this today. If there is a rehab program where he is going to keep doing it, but it doesn't sound like this is it.
Yeah.
This is what people are going to remember, and it's unfortunate
and
because he is the icon.
Do you remember the hype before we left where they were saying, Dick Clark's not going to say anything publicly, he's going to save it all until New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
and you are going to be blown away when you find how great he speaks, how eloquently he
speaks.
Nobody
could have expected this. Nobody, everybody expected maybe there'd be some speech issues, but nothing like this.
And the thing that I remember about him is that he was always right in the thick of it. He had those huge headphones. And
right.
The wind would be blowing, and he was right there.
They put him
in
inside.
A studio.
They put him inside in the Good Morning America set.
At a table that goes up to his chest.
Yes.
All you see is from here up.
Okay. I had no idea. I had no idea.
And again, I know
we're late on this. Sorry, we were gone last.
He's motionless, so he's doing this. And he seems to be trying so hard that he's speaking too quickly, and it gets away from him a little bit. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year. Last year, I had a stroke. I'm in bad shape. I had to teach myself how to walk and talk all over again. It was a long, hard fight. My speech is not perfect, but I'm getting there. Now, you and I have been a part of each other's lives for so many New Year's Eve.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How can you not remember?
This is awful.
If he's never on TV again, this is what everybody's going
to
remember.
But I wouldn't have missed this for the world. My thanks to everybody who made it possible for me to be here tonight. It's going to be a great night, full of fun, full of excitement, full of color, and just the happiest time in all of my life. Thank you once again for being with us and me with you.
A guy who didn't age for 50 years has suddenly aged 50 years.
All right, here he is with Mariah Carey.
Green is good. I mean, he was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
You know what? No, Kirk Douglas is the winner in this.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Douglas is like, hello, how are you doing? This is Cary Grant. You look wonderful today. I mean, compare. Here's Dick.
Welcome back to New Year's Rockin' Eve. Now, get ready for a history-making event. The first live music.
I'm sorry. Well,
I'm not sorry.
I read the accounts.
Mm-hmm. It was
embarrassing, and then other people said that he showed great strength.
No, you got to. Does it take courage to come on and do that? Yes, it does. Everybody. The mood with everybody that I was watching it with, it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
it was
very much so.
We think of Dick Clark as Mr. Teenager.
Shocking and
depressing.
No idea.
Shocking and depressing.
In Times Square on this show in 34 years. And having Mariah Carey as a performer makes it even more exciting. There's a virtual sea of Mariah Carey fans. This has to be one of the biggest audiences ever assembled, including Woodstock. Ron, the introduction is yours.
Thank you, boss.
Okay.
My Cooper suddenly appears. Every time
this guy's not that a stroke.
You are near.
Dennis Murphy.
Just might be. They long to be close to you.
Well, we're getting closer to midnight, and everybody is starting to look to one spot, high atop number one Times Square. And that's because we're just minutes away from the lowering of the giant ball.
Like me, they long to be close to you.
Boy, oh boy, we have been bringing you that scene for the last 34 years. And I can tell you, there is no place like being at the crossroads of the world on New Year's Eve.
My God.
Think of finger, hair of gold, and come right in your eyes of blue.
It's the party, Ryan. It never changes. The best organized, happiest group of people in the world.
Oh, God.
All around, just like me, they want to be close to you.
Well, here in New York, we're enjoying the great music out in Hollywood. It's been a great tradition for this show. Years and years, bringing you the best music around. And with that in mind, it's time for another song from a very, very talented, lovely lady. Ladies and gentlemen, Hilary Duff.
On the day that you were born and you got together.
Okay. Jesus.
We got 35 cuts.
Yeah, everything he said.
Okay. You know, we're going to have to just wait, just wait and come back to this. Because I had no idea it was as rich and as full as it was.
It's as rich as hot red wine.
My God. Some warm wine.
You know what? An unusual thing has happened. Undoubtedly, somebody made a New Year's resolution tonight. You're not alone. One of the most popular in modern times used to be quit smoking. But so many people have done that in the last 10 years. The number one these days is lose weight. 4,000 years ago, it was Richard Maud Farmer Cooper. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't know. And imagine that on a little TV when I was watching it.
Used to be stop smoking. Now the number one resolution is stop stroking.
Yes, it's it was something to behold. That's, it was appalling.
Okay, we are going to have to revisit these tapes tomorrow.
Yes, knew you would.
I'm sorry. No, we don't have time. We got to go to Buzz.
Not even Regis Singing with Joy.
You want a little bit?
Just the tapes. It's a true suck fest.
I didn't see this.
Sing along.
Regis and Joy singing.
All right, Joy, is this everything I first told you was going to be? You know, Regis, the lengths I go to just to get a date on New Year's Eve and what I have to do to get my annual kiss. Big night for me. Well, don't count on it because I'm turning to ice as we speak.
Ooh, that's a bad sign. Joy, one more Panasonic sing-along. Let's pretend this is our one to win.
The hell is this?
Okay, I know it stops snowing.
Joy, I'd love to bang you tonight.
Me, Reed. Okay. Good idea. Hurry up. My lips are getting cold.
Oh, that's a bad sign. Come on, roll that music. Let's...
Her lips are getting cold. She didn't leave the ones on her mouth.
Quick to Wonderland. Lyrics are up there.
Wait, no, Reed. Are you listening?
This man has not had a stroke.
He knows listening.
A beautiful sight.
I defy anybody to turn TV on New Year's Eve and not come away bummed out.
It's quite a party, Ryan. It never changes. The best organized, happiest group of people in the world.
Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
and then you come away from that, that's what you'll remember, and that pisses me off.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll come back to that. Listen, new for 2006.
Yes.
Dig on this.
Come on and buzz a little, sing a little, sing a little.
It's a different mix.
That's like right from the movie, right?
Buzz, correct.
Buzz, a little dough.
Sing me.
A little buzz, a little.
Sing a little.
Bit with me. Oh, ho.
Time for news and comments.
Aha.
With Buzz.
Tra la 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 la. Oh, ho.
Aha.
Tra la 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 la. Oh, ho.
Here we go.
Tra la 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 la.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Larry King. Matzo Ball Soup, the Duke's at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again. Next week.
The Don and Mike Show.
Champion Carpet Bombers. Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. We're wrapping it up, but we've got a couple of segments left. You know what's coming up. That would be the Friday favorite on the Best of Don and Mike.
Wow.
you know, we hardly ever get real big guests.
Sure.
And anyway.
Great big farts.
But if we promote that, Al Roker, we'll ask him all about the inside doings on the Today Show.
Hi.
Now, here's Curious Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hi, Don. I'd like to share with all of you listening audience that we're doing something special. It's the Larry King Live Show on the Don and Mike Show. We're going to be talking with all the principals and the people that are part of the show, and we're going to give all your listeners a little perspective as to exactly what it is that all of you do. So without further delays, let's get right to it. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, you like radio.
I love it. It's my passion, yes.
You've been doing it a long time.
35 years.
It's fun. It's fun for you.
Yes, it is, Larry.
You like talking with the microphone?
No.
It's good because, you know, you're heard by a lot of people. Is it satisfying, Don?
Sometimes, Larry.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
You take calls?
Yes, we take live calls on the show, Larry.
You enjoy that?
Not always.
Yeah, people are rude.
Some people were rude back.
You do rude. Do you do the rude?
I do rude
sometimes?
I do the rude very well.
Do you give it back?
Yeah.
If a call comes in to you, and if a call comes in to you and he's rude, you'll be rude right back.
Can I just stop and break down the third wall for a moment?
Please. Do you enjoy fun? Do you hate the sad?
If you've been watching Larry King,
yeah,
this new Larry King that Mike's doing,
uh-huh,
is the most right on, because this is really now what the Larry King CNN show is like.
Right. That's your newsman?
He has stream of consciousness, and it's just a lot of, yeah, and a lot of questions that really don't make a lot of sense.
That's your newsman. That's Buzz.
Yes,
he gives you your news.
Right. Yeah.
End of the show, right? Not the beginning?
At the end of the show, last hour.
Buzz?
Yes.
News comes at the end?
At the end, yes.
Why?
That's where we like to put it.
You like to put it there?
I'm happy with it there, yes.
You put it together?
I do put it together, yes.
Do you read the newspapers? Where do you get your... People call you?
I don't know.
How do you get your news information?
No one ever calls. No, I look at a lot of newspapers.
Do you like cake?
I love cake.
It's your birthday.
It is. That's
happy birthday.
Thank you, Larry.
Don. So you've been doing it 20 years with the other guy?
Oh, with Mike, 20 years in December.
Whoa. That's a long time. You gotta love it, right? To do that for that long a period of time.
Yeah, but you know he's got the DP.
You played records?
I played records BM before Mike.
Was that better? Or was it better now?
It's more fun now.
More fun now.
More fun without the records.
But you like music? Is music part of your show?
A little bit, yes. Sometimes.
What kind of music do you listen to? Do you play what you listen to on your show?
Not always.
What you listen to in your car is not what you play on your radio.
Not always.
What, too obscure? Is it too obscure?
It's too faggy.
Faggy.
Too faggy.
You talk about faggots on your show.
Do
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gay. It's but you joke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're very gay friendly.
Right. Yeah.
We figured we can make fun of gay people like we make fun of straight people.
Do you watch The Desperate Housewives?
No.
Whoa,
Larry. No, I don't. You know why?
Why?
I'm not a faggot.
There you go. Yeah, you joke about that.
Yeah.
Do you have gays on your program? Is there a gay on? Do you have a gay on the show?
We have a token gay. Yes, his name is Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
Yes, he's a great guy.
Funny name. Is that his name for real? That's his gag name, right?
Yeah.
That's the gag.
Yeah,
you call him Homo Joe?
That's right.
Is that what his friends call him? Or
I don't know.
Does he just do it on your show?
Just on the show. Homo kind of rhymes with Joe.
Homo Joe.
Right.
Yeah. Cheese goes on pizza, right? Yeah.
Yes, cheese goes on pizza.
So you have a swishy queen on your show.
Yes.
He comes on all the time. Does he enjoy it?
What?
Why do people call? you obviously berate them. Why do they call?
Yeah, that is the great mystery of the show. But it's what makes the show so entertaining.
They like you to yell at them, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that when they call and you make fun and you poke the fun and they like it, right?
So.
Why?
I like the poking.
The poking?
I like the poking.
You poke and prod, you pick at it, it scabs over, then you pick it again.
Yeah, Larry.
And then it removes itself completely. Then it's just raw and irritating.
You know, I know that your whole rap on CNN is that you don't do any prep before the interviews, but your interviewing style has become this now, where you just
Do you have an 800 number? Where people call for free?
It's an 877.
So yes. They don't have to pay.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, you get a lot of calls because of that, right? People don't want to pay.
That's
people
right.
like free.
Because
people like free.
People like the free.
Free pudding, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, right.
You like free.
Sure.
I do, too.
I love free.
I make a lot of money. But I like the free. Cell phones or hotlines? Which do you prefer? You like the regular hotline telephones?
Yeah, sure.
That it from the house?
The old-fashioned kind.
From the house.
Right. Yes.
Not the cell. Because those get a little squiggly, don't they?
Squiggly.
They drop in and out with the cell.
Right.
So you'd like your callers to call on regular phones, right?
On the show, yes. On hard lines, yes.
Rotary or push button?
Push button is fine.
I hate the push button.
Why you hate the push button?
Never got used to it.
Why?
I don't like it.
Why?
It's trouble.
How's Jerry?
Jerry Lewis. Jerry. That's all I can muster with my laugh. I used to laugh very much. Now all I can do is, that's all I can get. I don't like the MD. Diseases.
Oh, right.
Bad stuff. Muscular dystrophy.
Dystrophy.
Very bad.
Good call.
Bad. You know, diseases. Whoa. Tough. Mm-hmm. Tough.
Do you miss Terry Schiavo? Because she was the topic of your show every night.
Terry Schiavo. Yeah, she's gone.
Right.
That's a big controversy. We had the both sides of the issue. We had the people that wanted to pull the plug and the people that wanted to keep her going. That's a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Whoa. That's tough. I tell you, you know, which way do you like to go? Do you go that way? Do you like you for the death, Don? You know, if you, is that good?
Is death good? No, death is bad.
No, that's bad.
Yeah. It's not good.
Tubes. Bad.
Tubes.
Like Terry Schiavo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She's not with us anymore.
Right.
That was a battle. Whoa. Most people went head to head. Don't you think? Do you think it's fair to have the fights on the air with people that call? Do you think it's fair?
Yes, of course I do.
But you win all the time, right?
Yeah,
you win.
Mike and I are undefeated. Yes.
You win.
Yeah. You win.
Who's this? Oh, I've heard about you. Is this the bigot?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Now, you make fun of the minorities.
Sometimes. I make fun of everybody.
But is that the way you... Do you, is that what... Real life?
How do you mean?
Do you do it in real life? Do you hate people that look different in real life?
Explain.
Like the Jews?
What about the Jews?
I've heard a lot about you. You do that joke. They joke with you when anything gets real controversial.
Jokes are great.
That's a nice shirt.
Thank you. Do you like it?
You like the rugby?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rugby shirt.
Here's a table.
You wear it when it's hot to when it's warm. It's raining now.
Yeah, it's wet outside.
Big rain. Lots of rain. We need it.
Here's a table we play with Rob all the time.
It's dry.
Tell me if you find this funny or offensive.
Sure.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
I'm not funny. I don't like that. Is that what gets you going? You like that?
That's funny.
You like Rickles?
Yes.
Don Rickles. He's funny.
Yeah, he makes jokes.
You like comedians, you know, going to the shows?
Yeah.
You sit in the front row?
I've never been to a show, but I think they're funny.
How's Billy Crystal?
Billy's great. Billy Crystal, wonderful performer. Had a one-man show. It's on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It was all about Sundays with his family, 700 Sundays.
Yes.
Billy Crystal, legend, legendary performer. He'll be in whatever Hall of Fame they make for people right. like that. He'll do it because people are great like Billy because he can tell a story. You're a storyteller.
How's Whoopi?
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Major talent.
How about Merv? How's Merv?
Merv's great. Still about... likes to laugh. Laugh is nice. Why are you interviewing me?
He's a faggot, right?
Ho! Whoa! You're interviewing me. I want to turn the tables. Bring in your producer.
Merv likes D, right?
Huh?
Merv likes D.
You talk a lot about gays. Is that what? Is that the primary focus of your show?
Yes.
So you pick on them?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, come in here. Larry wants to speak with you.
Yeah, we'll do the interview. Folks, if you just tuned in, this is Larry King. I want to mention to everybody, we're doing the Don and Mike show, but it's Larry King for a day as we interview the boys on the show to give all the listeners a look. Hi.
Hello.
You're Beth Ann, the producer.
I am.
You work with all men.
I do.
How is that?
Hate it.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's
a strong statement. You made the statement you hate them.
Yeah. No, I don't hate them.
You don't hate them. You hate it.
I feel low.
It's a them. It or them. Which is it, the it or the them?
It's.
You them. Came from the South, right?
Yes, I did.
Small market radio?
Yeah, small market.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah.
You've been in it a long time?
Yeah, in radio?
Is it tough working with a bunch of guys every day? Sometimes. These guys seem tough.
They are.
Are they tough guys?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you like to wear the corduroy. Do you like corduroy?
Yes, I do.
You wear pants?
All the time.
You don't wear skirts?
Rarely.
Why?
For the same reason you don't wear skirts.
I'm a man. I don't understand. Are you it's funny. You do the joke. Do you like to joke with the boys?
The
guys?
I try. I'm not as funny as they.
What's it like working with a retarded man?
No.
You work back there with a man
no.
He's mentally handicapped?
No, he's not.
He's not.
Not
Joe.
At all.
Not anymore? Was he for a time?
Talking about Joe?
Yeah, Joe was never retarded.
Were you in the Deep South?
No, not really. North Carolina.
Any plantations? Did you have any plantations?
I didn't personally, but I'm sure there were some.
What do you like about the South? It's hot.
It is hot, but it's pretty.
Hotter than up north. North's the cool, the breezy.
Yeah, I like the breezy.
South is hot.
It is.
Is that tough?
Not really.
I don't mind the hot temperatures?
Stay inside. I stay inside.
New Orleans. Yeah. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Sad. Water.
I know.
Everywhere. Yeah. Mold.
Flood.
Filth.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
Okay,
no.
Now that's like the fucking Larry King.
Yeah.
If you really watch him, it's like New Orleans, sad, water. Almost like Frankenstein rationalized, you know. Sad.
Sticky. You got the sticky.
Yeah. Right.
Mold, if you breathe it, I understand you can get sick. The mold on the walls. Because the water causes it, right? The water causes the mold to come on the walls.
Yeah.
And then people get sick and they can get very sick and die. How long were you in the South?
A long time.
Why do you wear pants?
Because they're comfortable.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I like the comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't like to wear the ties.
Ask her about SEX.
You like vitamins?
Yeah.
You take a vitamin?
No.
No.
I should.
Yes. Good for you.
Hey, Larry.
Are you iron? Is your iron good?
I don't know.
Ask her about...
Don, what?
Ask her about SEX.
Okay, yes, sex. They talk about sex. Does that make you uncomfortable?
No.
You don't mind?
No.
It's tough, though, right? You don't have a man?
No.
Long time? Years.
Yes.
I couldn't do that.
I'd be without a man.
I couldn't do that. But tell us about getting busy. You get busy? They talk about everything,
I keep
right?
myself busy. Because
Your life's an open book?
An open book.
Is your life an open book? They talk about your pleasure.
Yes.
Right?
Sometimes.
Does that hurt?
Sometimes.
A little bit?
Yeah,
it's all over the place.
Hold
people
on.
Listening.
Are you talking about what we say hurting, or are you talking about what she does to herself hurting?
He hasn't asked me.
Is it true in front of a mirror? Is that hard to do?
No.
Do you have lots of mirrors? I got a lot of mirrors. Lots of them all over the house. How long have you been doing that with the mirror? Long time? You don't like talking about this, do you?
No.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Harriet Meyer is a candidate for that post.
Supreme Court.
She's smart.
They say.
Think she'll be good?
I don't know. She's never done it.
Very tough. You're tough. Are you tough?
I try to be.
Is it tough to be tough?
It is.
How long have you been tough?
How long have I been here? About a year and a half.
Is that when it started, when you worked with Don and Mike and the retarded man and Rob?
He's not retarded.
So you defend him. He really is, but you say he's not.
He's
Why?
Not. Because he's not. He's smart. Joe is smart. Just because he answers phones for a living.
Have you ever been a judge?
No, I wish I could be, though.
Would you be on the Supreme Court? It's
if
a difficult post. You have it until death.
I'd like that.
Would you do it?
May as well.
Why you talk quick? You always talk quick.
Because
it's sometimes better to talk slow.
Should I?
Would you like to?
I'll try.
You want to talk at the same time I'm talking, don't you? Is that fun? Finishing sentences. Scalia. He's a Supreme Court judge. Italian. Do you like Italian men?
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
Al Pacino.
Ah, the movie star.
Yes.
He's funny.
He's talented.
Good actor. Great actor.
Yes.
You ever see The Godfather?
Yes.
Ooh, powerful.
Scary.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Real fun.
Sad.
Do you like Italian men in real life? Have you dated Italians?
No.
Who do you like? Poles? Irish?
Polish people?
Who do you like to date as a man? Your type. What's your type? You've been very lonely. It's been a bit of time since you've dated. You like older men, right? Did you date an older man, or you were interested in an older man with a fiance or something?
Yes.
That's got to be tough.
It is tough.
Sad.
It's mainly sad.
Yeah. Pacino's at my seventh wedding.
He has a new movie coming out.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that. We're talking about you.
Larry.
Folks, if you just tuned in, this is Larry King Live on Don and Mike Live. Beth Ann McBride's, I guess. She's backing away from the microphone. We're trying to understand why she doesn't have a man.
We need...
She seems very personable.
One caller. We have a challenger, right, B.A.?
Yes, we have a champion.
We need what? We have a champion. We need a challenger.
Tom Cruise having a baby. What a mitzvah. That's a blessing.
Yes. 877-365-3636 if you would like to play the game.
News Hour with Aaron Brown coming up soon, and we'll be talking with Beth Ann McBride. Why no man, Don? Why no man in her life? Is she... She's not gay, right? She seems to like men.
I think she does.
Why so lonely?
Have you spent any time with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad girl. I wish her the best. I hope she gets on with her life, gets a man. It'd be fun. Is it the intensity of the job? Does she give it all to her job? Is that why?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Ooh, whoa. Yeah. Lonely. Yeah. That's tough. You having fun now? You look like you're happy. You enjoying it? Yeah. Radio's her lover, no?
Yes.
I just said no.
Yes, no.
Yes, bonjour.
Okay.
We'll come back with the Don and Mike Show. Call. They like the calls.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. Almost done for the day. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this fine Friday. I will be back on Tuesday after a 3-day weekend. So... Until then, I bid adieu, but not without one more segment. It's the conclusion of Jeopardy with Larry King on the Best of Don and Mike.
Boy. That does Katrina.
Yeah.
Rough.
Larry, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy now.
May I ask you?
Ask me whatever you want. I'm here.
What's the score of the Red Sox game?
Oh, sweep time in Chicago. A good chance the White Sox will be sweeping the Red Sox. It's 4-2. It's only the sixth inning. Anything could happen, but not looking good.
How's Mike doing?
Down. Does he love the baseball?
He loves the Red Sox.
Puts a lot of emotion into it.
You know, he doesn't wear rubbers.
Oh, bad. Wow. Playing with fire. Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Chance and Cannon. Now entering the studio is the host of, no, I'm sorry, you threw me for a loop.
Here we go.
Don't talk about that condom thing. Let's welcome our challenger. She's from Spokane, Washington. Her name is Joyce Woodard.
Hi there, Joyce.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now entering the studios, our returning champion. His total so far is $76. He's 42, and he's a probation officer. Let's say hi to Todd Elliott from Bakersfield.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Larry.
Hi there. Being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, Todd, how has this changed your life?
Oh, you can't imagine. I'm approached by everybody on the street.
Yes, we'll have to. Wow. All right. Questions and prizes coming up. Let's please welcome the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Todd and Joyce. Don't screw with LQ. Let's welcome Alex Trebek to run the moment.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
And here are your categories. We'll go with three categories this week, and they would be best week ever.
You like games. You like the games?
How did they do themselves in and go bananas?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good. Good for you.
So your categories are best week ever.
Best week ever.
How did they do themselves in and go bananas?
Go bananas. Let's play the game. And we're going to start with Joyce. She's the lady.
Yeah, Joyce, go.
I will take best week ever.
Best week ever. They're having a baby. And the worst thing is... It's alive!
who is Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
Correction.
You're on the board. $1, Joyce. Select again on the board.
I will take Best Week Ever for $2.
15-year-old, almost 16-year-old golf was who's turned pro.
Who is Michelle Wee?
Right.
Right.
Can I tell you something about her? I know that she's not even old enough to drive yet. In a few years, I would like to go wee all the way around.
Yeah.
With Michelle Wee.
She's attractive.
She is.
Korean.
Chinese.
Same.
Agreed.
Good. Choice. Select again.
I'll take How Did They Do Themselves
In? No, honey, you got to finish Best Week Ever.
Oh, I have to finish. Okay.
Here we go.
Best Week Ever for three.
Bush's latest Supreme Court nominee.
Who is Harriet Myers?
Wow. See, now, where were you last week? We had those two absolute dopes playing this game. Very well done, Joyce.
Bush.
Thank you.
Pressure. Huh? Wow. Tough job, President. Joyce, you're in control. Select again, please.
Okay. How did they do themselves in for one?
Here we go. Ah, Mr. Kurt Cobain.
Oh. Drug overdose.
Todd, it's your chance to steal.
Shotgun. But it's shotgun.
That was not in the form of a question. But you're right, yeah.
So close. Joyce, that means you're in control. You have to select another.
He did shoot himself. That was correct. Yeah. Joyce.
Okay. How did they do themselves in for two?
Former host of the Family Feud, Ray Combs.
What is Todd himself?
Todd, your chance to steal. Joyce has reached a roadblock.
What is a drug overdose?
No.
If you remember, he hung himself in his bathroom.
Sad. Tough job game showing. Joyce, you're in control.
Okay, well, I'm on a roll here, so how did they do themselves in for three?
Robert Young.
What is a drug overdose?
No.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is a carbon monoxide?
There you go.
Way to go.
That's right.
Yeah, stuck the thing to the exhaust, shut the garage.
Father did not know best.
And he went out, right?
Yeah.
Tough way to go. Do you sleep?
No, I don't think it's a tough way to go.
No, you fall asleep,
yeah, right?
Right. No headache?
It's a gentle way to go.
Good. Todd, you're in control.
Let's go bananas for one.
Go bananas. America's favorite brand of bananas.
What is Chiquita?
Negative.
Joyce, your
what
chance to steal. Dole.
Yes, Dole, right.
Yes, right.
Bob Dole Bananas.
They make Dole makes the bananas?
Yes, they do, and it's the most.
I know they make the pineapples.
It's the best-selling banana in America.
Not Chiquita.
Not Chiquita.
With the hat?
That's right, Larry.
All right, Joyce, you're in.
Go bananas for two.
A cluster of bananas is called this.
What is a pod?
Todd.
What is...
Funny.
What is a bunch?
No. It's technically, go to your grocer. It's called a hand.
A hand?
It's not a bunch. Anyway. It's called a hand. Am I right?
Why?
Am I right, Mr. Safeway? Right. Right. Yes, it's a hand.
Not a herd?
A hand.
That's kooky.
I learned so much here.
Cobain. Courtney Love.
Dead.
Right?
In rehab.
Yeah, kook. Joyce.
Joyce.
You're in control.
Okay. Go bananas for three.
Go bananas. Final question on the big board. The average American's consumption per year of bananas in pounds, please.
What is 10 pounds?
Todd, your chance to steal. Big opportunity.
What is 5 pounds?
No.
No.
Would you believe this? 28 pounds of bananas a year, the average person.
Whoa! That's serious. That's a lot of bananas. Don't do it at one time. Fill you up. Feel all gooey. Joyce, you're in control.
Oh, that's it, Larry.
Oh, that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. We are going on to the final now.
Yes,
and we're
going
to see if Joyce and Todd can stay with it.
Good guys, your category.
See who's going to get the big win.
Your category is art. Did you have refineries in the New Orleans area?
Oh, boy.
Your category is art. And here's the answer, kids. Ancient Chinese artists. Oh, ancient Chinese artists.
You make fun of the Chinese?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ancient Chinese artists would never paint this part of a woman's body. All right? Good luck Googling that one. Ancient Chinese artists would never paint this part of a woman's body. Don't forget to answer the form of question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy, folks, this is Larry King, will receive Larry King bone replacement therapy. Folks, 6 years ago, I began shrinking. My doctor told me my bones were going away. My bone loss was off the charts. When my shoulder blades began to touch, I found that I had to do something. That's when I discovered new Larry King bone replacement therapy, an extraordinary mixture of exotic herbs and glue that's guaranteed to replace bone loss. Get it today and stop shrinking. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Don.
When your shoulder blades started touching.
That's bad. Sore all the time.
All right, Todd. Here we go. Todd, Big Ed Todd, and the yes. Monsters. Todd, category is art. Ancient Chinese artists would never paint this part of a woman's body.
What is her face?
No. Face? That drops you down to zero.
Negative. Here you go. Joyce, you're the big wiener if you've got the right answer.
What is her derriere?
Her ass?
No. That means they both lose money.
Yes, they do.
They're out of it.
The answer, incidentally, feet. The feet.
Huh.
That means it's too bad that Alan Linewand is not here anymore. You knew him, didn't you, Larry?
Good guy. Great guy.
He loved saving money. We're not giving away any money today.
Afraid.
He was very afraid.
Yeah, timid guy.
That means, let me see, Todd, you keep the money you won before. Joyce, you'll get the better prize, and Todd can have one of the other prizes. Anyway, here's Larry to tell you more. Larry.
All right, first of all, both of you have won WWE No Mercy prize packs. Don't miss WWE No Mercy, live this Sunday, only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast, the Cox cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. You like the wrestling?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you both got it. Thanks for playing and so long. Good game, boy. That was tough. Did you enjoy it, Joyce?
I had a wonderful time. It was a dream come true.
Were you nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you did fine.
Thank you.
And Todd, you've been here before. You weren't nervous, right?
No, not at all. I just sucked.
Nervous is tough. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You like the greasy? Don't hang up.
Okay.
The producer, without the man, needs to talk to you.
We'll be right back. Sorry, we're out of
time. That's it, everybody. Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arthur, with you on this fine Friday evening. We'll see you on Tuesday. Everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. Summer is gone just like that. So, see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. I love you, Tracy. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.